I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
Bro, Jane, and Jello, ain't that close to nothing?
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
Good news. I saw a dog today.
In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Gravy, gravy, gang! What is going on, gang? Happy Gravy Day. It's Pass the Gravy, episode 512. It's Alex, Pat, and Bobby Jokes back at it again. And yeah, welcome back, Bobby Jokes. We missed you last week.
Thank you, thank you. I feel like I've been a little sporadic this past month.
We also did like the fastest podcast ever, I think.
I know, I saw that. That was a little upsetting.
It's not anything to do with you not being here and us being focused. It's our bodies are getting tuned into baseball. And now that baseball is going quicker and there's the pitch clock, I think yeah. Our brains are doing it now too.
Yeah, like Pat has a take and it's like he's got 30 seconds. Just get it going. All right, and done. And then it's got to go back to me, but I only got 30 seconds.
We're going to do the whole podcast in 30-second
bits.
I would like to try that. I would like to try that as like a special episode, not a regular one.
June
if it's 10th. Worse than the conspiracy theory one.
June 10th is the hot dog one. Maybe we do one like that. But like the week of, we'll just do a baseball pitch clock one. Get a little baseball theme going.
You gotta keep reminding me. If we're going to do this baseball thing, you got to keep reminding me to get off work or else I will forget.
People keep remind Pat every day to get off work for that day.
Everybody, wait, what day was it again? I think it was June 10th.
Saturday, June 10th.
Saturday, okay.
Spirit Space Cowboys game, June 10th. Yes. Yes, that'll be perfect. That'll be perfect. I was on my way home today, and I saw like a sign for a garage sale, and like it was posted on like a pole. There's a bunch of construction, but there were like three big signs that they had within like a 10-foot radius that I was able to see, at least, that were like pointing an arrow to a garage sale. What do you think the odds are that you guys go to a garage sale that you don't just walk past or like know the person having it?
Zero. I don't do anything. Like I was thinking about this. I was like, because it has to be a complete fantasy scenario for me. So like I'd have to be in a relationship. And she would have to want to go. That's it. Other than that, I'm not fucking going. It's outside. It's Texas. Fuck that.
What if it's in the garage and they got fans?
I mean, it makes it better. Like, you got to have – it's got to be like my old house. Like, you got to have two big trees in the front
yard.
Nobody
knows what that's like. Yeah, okay.
No, but I'm trying to – I'm explaining it. Or, like, I had a long driveway and, like, the way – I don't know, east, west, whatever it was. Most of the time, the driveway was covered in shade from the house itself. So it's got to be a big shady area. You can't just be like a regular front yard / garage, because especially if it's a garage, you're standing on concrete. It's fucking hot. I don't want to do it. Maybe if it was like it would have to be directly across the street or one of the houses on the side. If it's two houses down, I'm not fucking going either.
Like it would have to be like on The Office when Jim and Pam happened to just cross, like come across one, or like if Robert was like, "Yo, I'm having a garage sale. Can you come help me?" Can you come help me get it set up? I'd be like, yeah, all right, well, let me see what you got. But like, yeah, I'm not like, I wonder who like the person is that's like, oh shit, garage sale?
I have too much shit as is.
There's a garage sale. I've got to catch you later. Sorry, we can't do lunch today.
I've got a garage full of shit that I don't need. Like, does anybody want, I've got one of those, never used it. We got it from a friend for God knows what reason. So one of those like little basketball thing, you shoot it and then it's got like the canvas that just rolls it back down to you. I've got one of those. If anybody fucking wants it, get it out of my fucking garage.
There you go. Put it on Facebook.
I got some old TV centers too.
That's a wild place too.
I also don't want people that I don't know coming by my house.
Right. Cause like you can see people
that you do know, cause you haven't invited us over.
Yeah, that's true. You don't invite us over.
Yeah.
You guys have a standing invite. You're just Robert. You're not going to like it here. My house is a fucking
You need
mess.
To have a party. You need to have a party. We'll have a housewarming party for you.
I don't want
we haven't ever gotten to welcome you to your house since you
lived here for 5 years. I won't do any of that.
Still haven't invited us over. Robert, you've also not invited us to the
radio. Anytime there's a fight or something, you can come on by. We'll order it and fucking sit on my couch and drink beer.
Sound good, Robert?
I'll get back to you. I gotta check
my
calendar.
You
know what we can do? Here's what we'll do, Robert. You guys are both invited over. Help me do my fucking yard work. We'll crush some beers, just do some guy stuff, clip some backyard trimmings, fucking we'll all be wearing gloves.
Yeah,
somebody's holding the bag and other people are I mean, it's just you want activities to do. I'm giving you fucking activities, man. You can kill my sister's dog.
No, I'm not gonna do that. You commit murder and animal abuse.
Yeah, but like, if you met him,
that doesn't sound like a fun thing.
You'd hate him too if you met him.
Probably not.
No, I guarantee you would.
Probably not.
How much do I love dogs? More than
not as much as me.
Way more than the average person, and more than it is healthy to love them is the correct answer.
As me.
I've never disliked a single dog in my life. I hate this fucking dog. I hate it.
But back to like garage sales, though. Back to garage sales. It's like, I feel like there's a special kind of person that goes to garage sales. It's like a person that's just looking for a deal, or like those people, they got to be like the storage people, right? The people that buy like storage units that have just been foreclosed on, that they're like, well, anything you want in here, you just got to bid on it. Like, there are those the same people? Because my grandmother passed away a while ago and she had an estate sale. Like, we had an estate sale with her stuff, and it was like the second that you opened the garage door, like people were just waiting. Like there was like a handful of people that were just waiting. They had
state sales are
it.
Different.
I guess, yeah, but I feel like it's gotta be the same for garage sale people. Like, I gotta get there while all the good stuff's there. And like just people asking for stuff that's like, what is this? What is this? What is this? Can I take the table this is sitting on? You're like, well, no, you can't. But like there's just like a special kind of person that just seeks out garage sales. Like, you got to be looking for something specific where you're like, I really want this antique mirror that they only made so many of. Let me go to every garage sale and maybe I'll just stumble upon it. But I feel like 99% of the time, you're just like, not going to come across anything cool.
Too long ago, Sam wanted to have a garage sale here. We don't have a garage sale. It would have been a yard sale. I was like, how about we don't do that? I don't know what ended up happening with the stuff. But yeah, we didn't have that yard sale.
I bet there's people that do it and like, because when you have the yard sale, you're selling everything dirt cheap. You're just trying to get it out of your fucking house. I bet there's people that go around and do that looking for like lounge chairs and shit and then try and flip them on Facebook Marketplace. It's just like a cheaper version of Storage Wars.
But like, I know that people do that, and I've heard people like brag about it. I've heard people like brag about like, oh, I found, I got like, so-and-so is getting rid of this and I took it off their hands and then I flipped it for this. Or like, I bought this at a pawn shop for this and painted it red and flipped it for this. I'm like, what? Like, so you made like $24? And you spent 5 hours like hunting out pawn shops to find a wooden chair that you could paint a different color and then sell. And you got somebody to pay you $24 more than you spent. Like, awesome. But I'm not going to like give up 4 hours of my life to like flip something for $25. I understand like if you flip a car, flipping houses makes sense. Not that I could do any of those things, but like just go in and be like, all right, cool. Let me grab this antique thing, sell it on Facebook Marketplace for a profit. Like, I guess if you're just trying to get rid of shit, then yeah, maybe you can get more than like $20, but you're probably not getting a significant amount of money unless you like know this is a rare coin that there's no fucking chance in hell they know that it is a rare coin. You're going to have to sell for a bunch of money, but still.
And I feel like at least once a month, there's a yard sale sign at the front of my neighborhood. Like at least once a month, there's a yard sale in my neighborhood. I've never once even had an inkling of an ounce of wanting to go.
Like, I want some shit that people didn't want.
Yeah, my house is full of that shit, and it's called all the shit my parents have not wanted for the last 5 years in their houses. They just, whenever my sister goes up, they give it to her, and it comes back to my fucking house.
You see, like, they got, like, VHS tapes, $1 for each. Like, who's getting these?
Bro, I'm sitting in a chair right now that's probably at least 20 years old. I'm staring at a chair in the corner that I'm going to guess 30 to 40 years, because I remember that being in my house as a literal, like, child. And it had been in my family for a little bit at that point. All my shit is just old shit that I don't need. I've got two couches in my fucking garage right
now. Just backup couches.
Like, they've been there for 5 years. Like, I'm sure they're fine. They need to be cleaned like a motherfucker.
Probably.
There's a chair next to the chair on the side of the room. Like, I've got two chairs, don't get used. They're just covered with sports memorabilia and Xbox games.
I mean, we have
the dumbest shit.
Our coffee table is cool. I got my parents got us that for Christmas. It's one of those that, like, lifts up so you can, like, eat off it or work on it. But we buy new stuff like that. Like, the table that I'm podcasting on, I love, like, when you see, like, now video podcasts are such a big thing. You see, like, everybody's cool studio set up, and mine is just, like, this used to be my cousin's, his family's dinner table, and it is now my studio table, but it works. But, like, this is old as shit. And, like, that, like, our couch is fairly new. When we moved in together, Emma and I got one. But, like, those are really, like, the only new pieces of furniture. I guess, no, we bought a bed. We did buy a bed. Okay, so that's three newish pieces of furniture.
Broke the old one, right?
The rest, yeah, we did. Broke that bad boy. But like, other than that, like, we had, like, family, like, kind of, like, we were lucky that we had people, like, moving out or, like, getting new shit. They were like, hey, do you want this armoire? And we're like, all right, sure. Do you want this dresser? Cool, that works. Like, or shit that we already had. So, like, I don't accumulate new shit. So I guess there are people that are like, my kid's going to college. Let's go see if we can find a fucking chest of drawers.
Mini fridge.
Mini fridge. Yeah, I guess you do mini fridges. But
that's key for college. The mini fridge / bedside table. Because that's what mine was.
I feel like if you threw one, you would have to haggle. And, like, I don't like haggling.
Oh, at all. I'm like, dude,
Would you do $3 for this? I don't know, dude. It was $5. Come on. Like, do you not have $5? You don't have $5 to get this thing? Then no. Just go.
Actually, that would be me, though. I would just, it'd be $5. They'd be like, how about $2? I'd be like, okay. Everything would be okay. Just give me a price and I'll take it.
I would be the opposite, where I would just lose potential money because they'd be like, no. You know what? Fuck you. Get out. You're gone. That whole bag, put it down. You're gone.
I'm giving it to this
guy for free.
So after this transaction, this is no longer going to be in my house. Take it. I don't give a fuck. Just take it. I'll give you $3.
Get it out of my house. That point. But it's like, so cool. You got $2 off on something. There's people that get off on that. And I'm just like, I'll justify buying something because it's cheaper. But, like, I'm not like, oh man, I got to go like lower the price on this to get this lamp from this guy. Yeah, so there's a special kind of person that does, like, yard sales and that, and it's like, that's just not me.
I'm not a haggler. Not a haggler.
You know what I am, though? I am an appreciator of queso chips, because I didn't know that was a thing until this weekend. What? Didn't know that was a thing. I knew
Ruffles has had them for, like, 12 years.
I'd seen salsa chips, so that made sense that they were queso chips. So I was like, oh. Queso chips, and I was doing a little tailgate this weekend, and so I was like, let me grab, like, I grabbed some of those Dots pretzels and just a bag of chips, and I was like, this is what we can munch on, so we're like you know, to coat our stomachs a little bit after. Like, I ate before I went, but still, I was like, this will be good for the couple hours we're out there. They have queso chips, and it is delightful. It's just like, hey, I can leave the queso at home. I got the queso on the chip. What's the point of even having queso when you got queso chips? It's amazing.
I mean, the point of queso is still queso. It's
but why queso, you already got on the chip. It's already on the chip.
Queso chips are delicious, don't get me wrong. But it's not better than chips and queso.
Oh, hey, Pat, I'm on the go. I'm on my way into work this afternoon. Man, I really could go for some chips and queso. Shit, I can't really just have queso out open in my car. What if I had queso chips? And you're just like, fuck yeah, I'm eating
that's a good time
queso
for that.
On the way to work.
In that specific situation, yeah, that's great. And I'm not trying to shit on queso chips. I love them. But I think we've established that I am much higher on the regular tortilla chip than most people, and it cost me dearly. But, like, queso chips are not better than tortilla chips and queso. They're just not.
I mean, it's a one-stop shop. It's like yogurt is great. Sure, some people say that. I mean, I'm kind of yogurt's mid to me. I don't hate it. I don't love it. But Go-Gurt, fuck yeah, I'm in on some Go-Gurt. You mean I can eat it on the go? I can have it on the go right now. I can skateboard with it. Mom, get some Go-Gurts. Get the Go-Gurts.
Well, that was
Mom.
Just improving upon the delivery system of the yogurt. Like, that's just, yeah, oh, I mean, now but, I don't need a spoon. Sweet. I can just.
Is that not exactly what the queso chip is? It's the delivery of the queso. It's like, boom, here you go. It's right there.
No. It's a flavoring.
We already quesoed it.
It's just flavor.
I'd like to think they just let a bunch of queso sit on the chips and dry, and then that's what they give us.
Dude, you put queso in a Go-Gurt tube? I don't. Yeah, I'll go without the chips in that scenario. I'll just have some queso.
Chips in another tube. You can do both at the same time.
I kind of just want queso in a tube to eat by itself. Which, by the way, I don't think you need chips to eat queso. People would look at me like I'm fucking insane if I was just using a spoon eating queso. But like. The chips are just there so you can eat the queso most of the time, to be honest.
Would you like our soup of the day, sir? What do you have as your soup of the day? We have queso. And you're just like, what? Okay. Yeah, sure. I can just eat
this.
Like, yeah.
Dude, just throw some fucking broccoli in it and call it a goddamn soup at that point. But
cheese,
it's the same thing.
A little meat, some tomatoes.
It's melted cheese with some fucking tomatoes and cilantro, jalapeno, and onion.
Yeah, man.
Why is that not so? Dude, that would have been an elite pick. We would not have allowed it in our soup draft. But if someone had said queso and made that argument right there, I would have been like, you know what, bitch, I got to allow
queso chips that. Would have played. Nobody thought about that. But I was new to the game. I didn't know they were a thing. Like, this is what, like, they should give them to astronauts to go to space with. Because, like, that's – you obviously can't just have queso in space. You can't make queso up there. Like, hey – International Space Station people have some queso chips. And like, this is amazing. It's like we're in Mexico. The taste of home. And by home, I mean Earth. Because we're in space at that point.
I can't find it when the queso chip was invented. But it's been at least, it has to have been at least 10 years.
I was a few days ago years old when I learned about them. And I was just like, well, hell yeah, I'm getting these. And they did not disappoint. They did not disappoint. But yeah, queso chips. Very
high. The best queso chip, though, for flavoring is if you accidentally drop a chip into the queso and then it's just 100% covered. And you're like, oh no. It's a great queso chip.
What we should do, life or verbal trademark, remember, you can't steal this from us. What if we just got a bunch of chips, shoved them in the queso, and you know how it hardens? Like, we just leave it for a little bit. You just leave it. Like, leave it for a couple hours. Wrap it in some saran wrap so it's good or whatever. And then you heat the queso back up. And all those were just right in there. Like, all the chips were already soaking. Give them a nice soak. And then just pull those bad boys out as the queso is getting warmed up.
What if they just, like, crumble at that point? Because they're,
no,
like...
No, Robert. Don't put logic moist. In my idea.
Now, okay?
Sturdy chips.
I've got an idea right here.
We'd have to test the correct chips.
So you know how – I know tortilla chips are fried, but what if we baked them like you did? We made the queso, laid it out on like a pan with all the chips in it and covered them, then threw that pan in the oven to bake the chips, but they were baked with queso. That might be – we might have something. Also, chilaquiles. Just add queso on top. Basically all the same
that
shit.
That too.
Queso and eggs.
Oh, Weezy's got the zoomies. Somebody just got a bath. She just like came like storming in here like with her toy. I was like, I'm ready. And I was like, what are you doing? Oh, you're wet.
Fight her.
Weezy, you want to fight? You want to fight?
This is the kind of dog fighting I can get behind.
There we go.
Yeah. The kind that involves me.
The good kind. Also, a weird thing I wanted to bring up to the group. I made you guys do a little homework. I don't usually require the group to do homework, but I sent you a YouTube trailer for a movie that I came across in the wild. Now, this is, I think, 1993 or 1994 is when this movie was made. But it's called Tammy and the T-Rex. And I believe I was on Peacock. We were just scrolling through trying to find something to watch, and you just hover over something and it plays the trailer. We kind of did that, and it was like, Tammy and the T-Rex, what the fuck is that? And it played the trailer, and the trailer looked like a corny 90s movie. But the premise of the movie is that this girl's boyfriend dies. I think she's like a high school age girl. Her boyfriend dies, but his brain is somehow transferred to a T-Rex. Now, if it's a real T-Rex, or an animatronic T-Rex in their reality, I do not know. I do not know. But what I did see through the next like minute and a half of this trailer is the T-Rex at one point, she's in class, sitting in a high school class, and she sees the T-Rex hiding behind a dumpster, which seems like you couldn't really like, a T-Rex sticks out no matter where it is, but it's sticking its head up over the dumpster, waving its little claw. I also saw a scene where the T-Rex is making a phone call with his tiny little alarm. Tiny little alarm has a phone with a cord on it that he's making a phone call out of. And then she's riding on it at a certain point. Like, she's riding on his back and being all excited. Like, it is an absolutely wild looking movie. I have not gotten around to watching it, but if you don't think I'm going to, then like, you're crazy, because that thing's already favorited. It's ready to go on my list of like next ones to watch. But yeah. What did you guys think of that trailer? Just go search. If you want to pause the podcast right now, just go to YouTube and search Tammy and the T-Rex. And I believe it's like the first like minute and a half trailer that'll pop up. It's a wild ride. What'd you guys think?
Robert, go first. Cause
yeah, it just,
I got some thoughts.
It was not a good trailer from the trailer. You could tell it was not a good movie as well.
I disagree.
You guys are just burying the lead on this. You're not exactly. The movie stars Paul Walker and Denise Richards.
Yeah, it's got a star-studded cast as well.
They are young. Like, what you said, this came out in 92 or something like
94,
that?
94.
94. So, like, I don't know. They're probably both very early 20s, if that.
Oh, hey, hold on. I found the plot synopsis, okay? I only took away with this what I saw on the commercial. Mm-hmm. But an evil scientist implants the brain of a murdered high school student into a Tyrannosaurus. He escapes, wreaks vengeance on his high school tormentors, and reunites with his sweetheart, Tammy.
So, you had asked me if I watched
the Paul Walker, I guess, is the murdered high school student.
Yeah, who becomes the T-Rex, yeah.
Well, hold on. What I don't understand about these, like, 90 movies, specifically, like, the high school ones, is that, for some reason, they're always, like, in bikinis and lingeries.
That was the 90s, man.
But this is how high school was, bro.
Robert, we loved bikinis in the 90s. Not the, like, 90s? We're the decade of bikinis. Everybody was time. Bikinis.
In this trailer, there's a scene where Tammy is just like in lingerie. I'm like, you're a high school student.
And yeah, like, we did that a lot back then, dude. We very much sexualized young girls.
But yeah. Robert, I don't know Britney if you Spears. Were like us, but like when you were growing up, you were like, I can't wait till I get older and I can do things like that, because that's how it will be when I get older. Since this everybody movie came in out high 94, school,
I wasn't even born yet.
Well, yeah,
shut up, Robert.
Yeah, you can't comment on a time you weren't around for, dude.
You don't understand, dude. This is a different time, bro. It was a different time. But like, we were just like, yeah, I can't wait to get to high school because girls are walking around in bikinis and having these crazy parties. And then you get to high school, you're like, none of that's true. Shit.
That only happens on Halloween. That only happens on Halloween. I've actually seen about 20 minutes of this movie because.
How?
Last December, a video game was released. It was called High on Life. It was made by the creators of Rick and Morty. And in this video game, aliens attack Earth because they're going to turn Earthlings into drugs that they're going to sell. Just, it gets crazier. Somehow your house, the character that you play, gets warped to an alien planet. And eventually you pick up this guy who used to be a bounty hunter, this alien, and he just kind of comes and lives on your couch and just starts watching TV. And you notice it like the second or third time you walk into your house, it's the same thing playing on the. They play the he's just watching that movie. The alien is it. If you just sit there, you can watch the entire fucking movie through watching it on a fucking video game. They as a joke, there's another movie with like a weird
the
killer
full
clown.
Movie? The full movie's on there.
And there's another movie with like a weird killer clown or something that also plays on the TV sometimes. But yeah, you can – if you get High on Life – by the way, I highly recommend it. It's a very fun video game. That's how you should watch this movie, Alex. Get that game because you'll enjoy it anyway. And then you don't have to actually get the movie. You have the movie then. You can just watch the movie in the video game.
Perfect. That's perfect. It's on Peacock also for people that
– Well, yeah, I guess might be wanting to watch it. But yeah, it was – one of the funniest jokes I've ever seen put in a video game, because why the fuck would you buy the rights to that movie to put it in your video game?
It had to be like, it looks like a stoner movie. Like the, like you just thought of when you were high, but it was like, it makes sense if it was like an evil scientist that like it breaks out of a place. Like how, like the whole time you see a T-Rex just like strategically like in like the street, or just like put like they're walking down the street. How do you blend in? You can't just blend in if you're a T-Rex. Like that makes no sense. And people just accept, like, oh, that's a T-Rex. It happens sometimes. The cool T-Rex that hangs out down the street.
Dude, around the same time, we also made the movie Encino Man. Now, that was more likely. But the vibes of that movie were very much the same from what I get from Jamie and the T-Rex.
Just do yourself a favor and just watch the YouTube trailer. Tammy and the T-Rex. Promise you won't be disappointed. And if you want to watch the movie, it's on Peacock. Or what was it called? High on Life? The video
High on Life. High on Life.
Just, I would imagine just get stoned as fuck before you watch the whole movie, because it'll probably be way better.
Yeah, I was very drunk the time that I just actually sat in front of my, like, holding my controller, not playing the video game, watching 20 minutes of that movie. It was that, great.
Like, do you think people that design the video games just, like, get off when they're like, all right, what if we had the TV show? The TV just has the movie that just runs the whole time, but it's an actual movie. Like the people that made Hunting on Red Dead Redemption were like, I just did hours of that, or just the weird side quests on Grand Theft Auto. It's like, I bet that people are like, fuck yeah, people wasted so much time on that and nothing else important.
Fuck yeah, that means they did something awesome for their job. No,
it's awesome. That's cool.
Also, like I said, the guys that made that video game were the creators of Rick and Morty, so yes, I think
one of them's a problematic guy, but
yes.
Okay. Half okay.
But also, I mean, that's, you know, they were rolling laughing, like. And the worst part is you can't like leave the house and come back in where you caught it. Starts from the beginning every time. So if you're gonna watch it in the video game,
you have to sit there
and watch the whole fucking thing. Such a great just dickhead joke to throw in there.
I wonder how many like rentals of the movie have happened just because people were like, fuck, I just want to watch it.
Oh, more than there ever was before. Like in the 18 years since that movie came out to when that video game was released. I bet you that movie's been rented and watched more in the 5 months since that happened than in the previous 18 years.
Okay, I mean, it's UX, guys. Check it out. Last thing I wrote down was that I didn't really want to throw it in Comeback Kid, but did you see the Rangers put a plaque up for Aaron Judge's 62nd home run?
Not until you put that there, but what losers?
It like commemorates it, like where it hit where the seat was. It's like, you know, that's not your team though, right, guys? Like Hank Aaron, if you, I guess, I don't know if it's still there, but I remember when Turner Field was where the Braves played, the like Atlanta County, Fulton County Stadium was where they used to play. And that was like the parking lot, but where Hank Aaron hit his home run still was like marked. And they're like, this is where Hank Aaron did that. And it was like, oh, that's cool. Cause the old stadium, this is where the ball landed. All right. And like you'd walk past it depending on where you park sometimes, and it was like, that makes sense. But like if that was like, if they ever tore this down and built another one, it was like, this is where Aaron Judge's 62nd home run is. It's like, he's not your guy though.
Imagine if the Astros just had a floating plaque halfway up the light pole. It was like, this is where Albert's home run was.
Murdered Brad Lidge.
No, like you don't celebrate other team shit. Like everyone celebrates Jackie Robinson. He was significant to the entire sport. He didn't personally victimize your team, and you don't have a plaque commemorating it.
Right. And it was like a race. He like broke the color barrier. It's a little bit different than like this guy hit a fucking dong on us for the 62nd time in the season, and here's a plaque for it. If the Yankees did that, it would make sense. I would also think it was stupid if the Yankees did it because it was 62 and like cool
that would be 60, okay
yeah. It was 63 is what he did. He had 63,
but I think the plaque is for 62. But like if the Yankees, if he did it in Yankee Stadium,
it was like he tied like, it, so it's even like, worse. It's like you tied the record.
But like if it landed on a walkway or something. Oh, did he only tie it last year or did he break
it? No, he beat it. But like was, yeah. if it's the one that he tied, that's funny.
It's just, why would you why it's another team, why?
Yeah, no, it's stupid, but hey, like they should count it as a championship. Like, so they've had who was it? Who won the who beat the Rays in the most recent one? It was, remember the COVID year? Was it the Dodgers?
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse one. Yeah.
So that Rangers have to hang banners with, like, Dodgers won World Series here. You did not. And then Aaron Judge hit a 60-second home run here. You did not.
Just it's the Rangers, dude. They're a bunch of losers who just continually make bad decisions.
Two-time World Series blowers, because they were up with two clinching games and two World Series.
They're just,
they should have a banner that has that.
They're a joke. They're a joke, and they make bad decisions. Any other Rangers news in the?
Oh yeah, Jacob DeGrom's on the IL.
The
guy who's historically very injury prone, and the Rangers just gave a massive contract to save their franchise. That guy. That sounds like a sound business.
This is the second DeGrom injury alert of the season, huh?
Yeah, funny enough, this time he was playing against the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah. How many games is that now? They got like 30 something games they played.
Yeah.
How many games has he played?
That's not a lot into the season. It's 162 games.
How many times has he pitched? 5, 6? And he's already been injured twice? I'm sure he'll get healthier as the season goes on. I'm sure that'll work out fine.
They usually do get healthier as the year progresses while they're still pitching after the being injured.
Especially guys that are always getting over injuries. They're usually able to get over them and then get better. Yeah.
There's no way this is going to go south.
Yeah, no.
I also saw that, like, just those the stupid fucking City Connect jerseys that Rangers have make me so mad every time I see them with it. The hat looks like somebody was like, we didn't bring the Rangers hats, go get them. And they went to the gas station. We were like, we'll take the black ones with the TX. All right. We need all of those. Like, all right, go ahead, bro. But yeah, we're going off on that. Who wants to, who else had something for the pre-game segment? I feel like I'm hogging it.
I did. I'm at my wit's end. Like, this didn't even qualify for not cool for me, because it is what it is. Politicians have to do something about spam calls. They do nothing for us all day. Like, there's got to be one thing that everyone can agree on, and it's spam calls.
I will.
I've gotten 3 of them today already. I had 5 yesterday, 7 the day before, 8 each of the 2 days before that, 6 the day before that. Every day, I average like 7 spam calls a fucking day. Yesterday, 5 calls in a row that I got on my phone were spam calls. This is ridiculous. I never answer them.
Great.
Like, I was telling my boss about this, and he was like, oh, I use this, whatever, the robo is something. It's like, I use that, and it cuts down, like, all – it lets you know when, like, one came in, but it cuts them, like, 90% out. And I was like, okay, and I looked into it. It was like, I'm not paying $6 a month for this shit. Like, I run on anger anyway, so it's probably better than I fucking keep getting these spam. But, like, geez, it's out of fucking hand. It's out of fucking hand. And I remember reading up on this one time years ago, and I was probably drunk. And it was something about, like, there was some law years ago that let this sneak in, and it snowballed to what it's become. Close the fucking loophole. Just close down. Like, there has to be a law. You know I'm at my wit's end when my answer is make more laws. Because that's never my fucking answer for everything. Do something. Do something for the citizens that you're supposed to represent. Stop this madness. It's ridiculous.
That's those laws where it's
because of this, I don't answer my phone anymore. If your name is not already in my fucking thing, I will not answer you if you call.
Like, ever.
Ever.
Your Uber calls you. It's like, yo, Pat. And you're just
I don't really use Ubers. Or if I do, I make sure I'm at the point where they're going to pick me up. But I just, I can't stand it. It's so goddamn frustrating. Like, 8 times a day, my phone's going off in my fucking pocket. Spam. I don't call it. I don't sign up for shit online.
If it
says
spam likely, I'm not answering it, obviously. But, like,
well, even if it doesn't, because it doesn't always say spam likely, though. And even if you block the number, then tomorrow it'll just be one digit fucking different. You can't block 32 million combinations of fucking phone numbers.
Maybe you could.
I can't.
Maybe you could. When I become mayor, I will make sure that spam calls are illegal, though.
I almost wanted to start answering them now. And, like, when they're actually spam and they're people, just be like, oh, hold on, let me go grab my wallet and just put your phone down and see how long they'll sit there. Just go back to whatever you're doing.
Your phone.
But I mean, if you're not if you're not on your phone using it, if you're doing something else, you're like, oh, okay, hold on, and then just put your phone down and see how long. My buddy at work actually got a spam caller to tell him to fuck himself the other day. because he drug him on for like 20 minutes.
That's cool.
We were really slow at work that day.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
He was but ask, how do you have that much? How do you have that much time?
He was on the
it
clock.
Was like it was after lunch. It was in like happy hour time, so like we're slow. He just like stepped outside to take the phone call for the last 5 minutes. Came inside, was just like, I'm dicking this guy around. Which is like also, but like I'm not that guy. I don't have the attention span to try and fuck around with people like that. Because I'll just let it go for 20 seconds and then I'll just be like, fuck you, you fucking asshole. I hope your whole family dies. And then I'll
That's why I can't play poker. Because at a certain point, I was like, fuck this, dude. I'm all in. Let's go.
The
same way when it's like playing the long game on like spam calls. I'm like, I'm just going to yell at you. Or hang
with
up.
Poker, you just got to play with your friends. Because I don't know if you're like me. All my friends are fucking idiots. So that's the only time I play poker.
A very finite amount of time I can play it. Which is like an hour max.
That's usually about what ours lasts before people just start going all in. Yeah.
Robert, what'd you bring in today?
Should we bring back Velcro shoes?
Yes.
No more shoelaces.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Just Velcro.
Yeah. They also have the thing I've seen. I was shoe shopping on Amazon yesterday. So by shoe shopping, I mean I was on Amazon looking for shoes. But those things where you just like pull it, you have like the little like squeeze, you squeeze the sides of it, you pull it up, and it's like a bungee cord almost. They have those things. I like those
another spam call. Another spam call coming in right now.
Another spam call.
That's two in the last 5 minutes. I didn't even tell you guys about the last one that fucking came in.
Not great. I think that saves time.
That you can buy like just things that convert your shoes to Velcro straps.
So, yeah. I like the idea of it more. Like I'm a slip-on guy now. Even my shoes that have laces, I slip them on.
Yeah.
I'm not bending over to what am I, a young man? Get out of here.
Ruins the heel. I was
remember
lace them up guy.
Some of my favorite ones I ever had, it was like kindergarten. Like it was early enough to where I still struggled to like tie my shoes. My mom bought me the laces that went all the way through, but they were bungee laces. So at the very end, they just squiggled up.
They're like telephone cords almost. And you did that with a little X on it. Yeah.
No, like it just came through the end and they hung off of either side at the very end, but they were like tight squiggles. So like you had to pull them through to that point, but then it would just stay. So like you didn't have to tie your shoes because they were bungeed up. Another spam call. Whole what, dude?
I gave out your numbers.
That puts me up to 6 today. Since the time I said I had 3 already today, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. This is what's finally gonna do it. Spam calls are gonna be the tipping edge that make me finally fucking snap.
Is now, it the good same for everyone. Number?
No, number? Dude. Okay, so
those softwares where it just runs it through different ones, so you can't.
The last three were 725, 469, and 207. The three earlier today were 435, 316, and 607. So like, it's never even close. I hate everything.
That's a lot.
Like I said, also good news is if I snap, I still am too lazy to go out and do anything, so I'm gonna be safe. I'm just going to punch a hole in my wall. Probably hit a stud and break my hand and get angrier about that. But, you know, that's life.
Are you wanting Velcro shoes to make a comeback just because, like, it saves time? Or just because, like Pat was saying, like, you're getting old and it hurts to bend over to tie your shoes?
I don't think it saves time. I actually have much experience with Velcro shoes. I think it's like I want to recapture that. I want to experience it for the first time.
It's pretty sick.
They're so comfy.
You're saving time. You're not really saving that much time, but you feel like you're saving time, and that's almost as good as actually saving time.
I think if I had Velcro shoes, I would actually be wasting more time because I tie my shoes once and then don't tie them again for like a year.
Oh, Velcro, you'll readjust. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, I want a little bit tighter right now. But the good news is you just go and then it's tight.
Takes 2 seconds.
Velcro shoes are dope, dude.
They are very dope.
Can I get work shoes that are Velcro?
Probably.
Non-slip. Because I will fucking rock shit out of those to work. I'm gonna be so fashion forward. Yep. Found them all.
Done.
First one said $129 though. Nope.
I just keep scrolling. Keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Just write them off. Just there for work.
That's a good point. Great point.
Ooh, yeah, but see, I year, use TurboTax.
Taxes. Yeah, right. You got to fill taxes out.
Here we go. Perfect. You know, this is the one that you want to go with because it's from WebsterAntStore.com. Yep. They know exactly what I need.
They don't want people slipping bucks. On shoelaces. They don't want people tripping. Don't trip.
Also, I just find it funny that those shoes for restaurant workers, immediately the first size that pops up is 8.5 men.
What are you saying, Pat?
Okay, I'll say a lot of Latino guys work in restaurants, and a lot of the time they're not very tall and have smaller feet. That's like Godzilla when I walk through my fucking restaurant.
Quite a large generalization you're making.
Sorry, Head. It's not really. You ever walked into a fucking back of house restaurant in Houston? It's all not a time. Secret.
No.
You think us white people would be that productive? No, we suck. We need better people.
I see a melting pot of people, a smorgasbord.
Sometimes. People,
every time I walk into the kitchen at a restaurant, which I do often.
I might actually order these fucking shoes. No, I just bought new non-slip shoes. And they're okay.
But now you're a backup pair.
Sometimes I still slip at work.
If you step work that well. If you step in mud and that one's all muddy, then you'll have backup pair you can go with.
I work inside. There's no mud.
What if you step outside and it just rained and you step in the mud somehow?
It's concrete outside. Well, all the way from my car to the rest of the concrete.
Okay, you get home. You got to go into your yard. Oh, what is this that blew in the yard? And you go in there and there's a bunch of mud.
Oh, I don't wear my work shoes outside in my yard. I got different shoes for that.
But you just got home from work, though, so you haven't even got to go inside yet.
Well, first of all, when I get home from work, the first thing I do is go take a shit.
But so, you haven't got inside because you're like, oh, shit, this thing is on there. I have to pick it up. And so you lean over and then mud on your shoes.
You think I pick up debris that flies into my yard? There's literally multiple times that I've seen a plastic bag in my yard for like 3 days straight.
You get out, you're on your phone texting me about how hilarious the podcast was this week, and you go, oh, whoops, and you fumble the phone, and it bounces into your yard, and then you go get it, and oh, great, just great, now it's muddy, and I stepped in mud.
Well, then I'm just going to have muddy shoes, because I'm not going to clean
but
them either.
But you have a backup pair, yeah, exactly, backup, that's yeah. what I'm saying. comes in handy.
I would still be that lazy. Out of my brain would autopilot. Every time I get to my door, I slip on my work shoes, and I leave.
But
no, don't get me wrong.
You can just set those next to it.
I'm going to leave this web page pulled up on my computer for the next 4 to 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, it's going to take 4 to 6 months before I have to buy new shoes. And then I'll get these. Because, like, dude, they are so not hip. I love it. Like, these are the dorkiest dad shoe looking things ever. And I love them.
That's trying to be a fucking hipster. Like, I'm wearing it ironically.
No, I'm not. I was big. I'm not cool. And they look so comfortable. Like even like you know when the leather on shoes just kind of looks like fluffy and padded. That's what these look like. They look so comfortable. I want them.
Yeah, I bought one of those like 70s, 80s like cool shirts that dudes used to wear. It's like a deep V that buttons up, but it's made out of like terry cloth, like towel material. Fucking gonna rock the fuck out of that this summer.
It sounds like you're gonna sweat a lot in it.
But it'll be so soft, so I won't care.
You'll probably
I'm like, it's
care
hot, but I also don't care because of how comfortable I feel.
I feel like I should get
so comfortable, not even hot.
Just because it would be hilarious.
Is she a what?
What?
What did you say?
I said I should get a deep V. Me and a deep V would be the most ridiculous looking
thing. You
should
make your own deep Vs. Use the scissors like, and just make your own.
Oh, also, by the way, yeah, like, I'm not keeping up with shaving my head. I haven't cut it since I shaved it that day. So I've got the Bruce Willis going on right now. It's okay. It looks better completely shaved. Now I just kind of look like a...
You get a buzz cut.
I look like a semi-freshly shaved testicle now.
Or somebody just shaved their head. And
that's actually what one of the hosts at work told me. I look like a testicle.
<It's> harassment.
That's what I told her. I was like, that's sexual harassment.
You're out. Carrying your gun and badge. I don't have a gun and badge. We work at a restaurant.
That's yeah, we all sexually harass now. Each other all the time. That's all we do.
Okay. That was our pre-cum segment. Pre-cum segment. Let's move on to the Comeback Kid segment brought to you by our good friends at Southern Star Brewing Company. Pat, what are you sipping on right there? I saw you sipping on a little something. Was that a Southern Star?
Texas Punch, baby. I was staring at this can all this morning. It's such a beautiful can. It's got like 3D looking flowers, Hawaiian, but also Texan.
A little bit of everything. Everybody's happy with it. Just like everybody's going to be happy with Southern Star beer, because there's something for everybody. If you're an IPA guy or gal, they got just the thing for you. They got the new NutriGal that they're coming out with for Star Wars Day this weekend. They're celebrating that up at the brewery, 3525 North Fraser Street up in Conroe. But going back to the beers, maybe you're like, I don't really like beer. Try their Southern Brunch. Their Southern Brunch is basically just a mimosa in a can. It's still beer, but it's just like a mimosa. It's awesome, and it is absolutely refreshing. I had a buddy that just said he had some people over to his house, and it one of them was in from out of town and was like, where the fuck is this? And I think she lived in Florida, and she had some Southern Brunches and was like, all right. And so she went to her, like, the specs by them and just bought every Southern Brunch they had. I was like, I'm just gonna take this back with me because this is amazing. So you're gonna love it, I promise you. That is awesome. But then there's also the classic Bombshell Blonde, the strawberry Bombshell Blonde. That's my personal favorite. They got a little bit of something for everybody. And I promise you, it's beer for people who like beer. Go up to the brewery, 3525 North Fraser Street. Let them know you're part of the Gravy Gang. They'll hook you up. If you're drinking a Southern Star, tag them at Southern Star Brewing Co. and at Southern Star BC on Twitter and Instagram. Tag us at Pass the Gravy Pod. We'll retweet you and give you a shout out. But appreciate all you guys. If you're drinking Southern Star at all, I know it's getting pool season. If you're sitting out by the pool, maybe you got the hot tub going. If it's not quite pool season for you just yet, you're drinking a Southern Star, send us a picture of you drinking your Southern Star, and we'll give you a shout out and a retweet at Southern Star BC, at Southern Star Brewing Co. And if you're letting them or drink Southern Star, let them know you're supporting the people supporting the podcast. Southern Star Brewing Company, the official beer sponsor of Pass the Gravy and the Comeback Kid segment.
It's the Comeback Kid.
The Comeback Kid
of the week. The Comeback Kid of the week. Bitch.
All right, our first comeback kid this week. What?
I was gonna say, I want to add a quick one in real quick.
Go ahead.
Diarrhea is a comeback kid. In the post game today, the Giants just beat the Astros, and they asked Logan Webb about their road trip through Mexico City, and he said a lot of the players have the shits.
Diarrhea.
So Montezuma's diarrhea comeback revenge. Kid. Yep, and the Astros still couldn't fucking beat them, so goddamn it.
Way to go. You lost to a team.
Three quarters of the clubhouse has the shits, and we can't fucking get a run across the board. Well, we did, but not enough.
Not enough.
So, yeah, sorry. Right. That was breaking news. I thought we all needed back. To know that.
It's back, for sure. Also back is Jerry Springer, because he died last week, and it just made me go down a YouTube little rabbit hole where I was watching Jerry Springer fights, and that show was dope. It brought out the worst of people. But by bringing out the worst of people, sometimes you bring out the best in people for making up for what the worst in people have done.
There's got to be a movie made about him someday. He went from the mayor of Cincinnati to the king of trash daytime television. That was awesome. He was the greatest. Yeah.
Who think of where I can go? Mary Houston.
Jerry. Like, if you just start chanting
the podcast, and I'll just get people fighting.
If you just start chanting Jerry like that, anyone 30 years old and older will they'll smile, because everyone will be like, "Yeah, dude, Jerry."
Anytime anybody named Jerry in any sport does anything cool, people chant that, and it's because of Jerry Springer that they get to use that, which is like. Yeah, okay, it's not really that, like, well thought of, that Jerry, like, that's the same thing as chanting anybody's name. It's like, because of Jerry Springer. That's their first thought.
His was trash television that put bad people on stage and let them act like absolute morons, and he was a great person. But now we've got, like, Ellen DeGeneres, who's an absolute monster and horrible fucking person, but acts nice on stage. No. Let's get back to the real shit. I want to put rednecks on stage and see who's the baby mama. But also let them punch each other in the face between the five guys that are seeing who is the baby father.
Yeah, that's, it's like the one that's the dad out of the five has to go with the mom, but then the other four have to have a cage match.
Or they have to
like, well, y'all are still here. Or open a bar, and then John Taffer will help them rescue it.
Don't call it Not the Fathers.
That works too.
Just the yeah, four, it sucks.
The Jerry, four not fathers.
Jerry's the man. Still is. Jerry is the man. And he always will be.
Four men and not a baby. Four guys and not childs.
Four guys in a little bar.
Four guys and fries.
I think five guys will definitely come after them for that one.
No. It's different. There's only four guys. What happens if one of the five guys dies? Doesn't matter. We already booked this one.
All wieners, no buns. They just sell hot dogs without the buns.
That's our shtick.
R.I.P. yes. In peace, sweet
prince. R.I.P. to the real one, man. Also, comeback kid this week is Roaches. His Met Gala happened this week, which we never really had to see inside the Met Gala. So I don't really know what they do. I don't know if it's like an awards show. Is it a dinner?
They kill poor people.
Maybe they do.
That's just, it's Hollywood.
But the Met Gala happened. They wore their weird outfits. And then, except for Lil Nas X, who looked, he was a king.
Always. Everybody
else just looked weird. But then there was a roach that came across on the red carpet. And it was like, guys, there's a roach. What is he wearing? And all of the roach fashion jokes, which was great. As a fashionista, I was offended by everybody that tried to pretend like they were really into fashion for a night. My culture is not your costume. So please quit. And being also, we got a little heat on the TikTok for our skirts take. But as a fashionista and a fashion podcast, fuck you. They clearly don't know fashion. Like the people that told me that I was wrong obviously showed me that they don't know fashion. So they had no business lecturing a fashionista like myself. But as a fashionista, I would say the roach was crushing it. That was my favorite part. And it would have just been funny if some celebrity was like, oh, you guys saw me out there. Your guy is a roach. That would have been great. But yeah.
I prefer to see Flea.
You couldn't have seen it. It would have been too small.
Well, no, the bassist.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, Flea. Hey, Flea. Yeah, I don't know. I guess my algorithms are just right now because I saw precisely one picture from the Met Gala. And it was only because somebody was like, it looks like Sydney Sweeney is just kneeling on a stool. Because that's what her dress looked like. It had like a black tee at her knees down from there.
And then somebody
else was like, I haven't watched Euphoria, so I don't really get it. But like, what's her whole appeal? And everybody in the comments was just like, it's the tits. It's tits. Tits. She's got huge tits. That's the tits. Just every comment right there. It was like, yeah, dude, it's exactly what you think the appeal is. I haven't seen Euphoria earlier either, but like, tits, man.
Tits.
It's good. Big tits. Big tits will always play. 100% of the time.
I think she was in White Lotus for one of the
seasons. I don't know. All I know is in Euphoria, she fucked some other guy's boyfriend in Euphoria. That's all I know. And she's got big tits.
Typical.
She's going to have a long, successful career with those things, man. That's all I can tell you.
We can only hope the best for her.
Yes.
But yeah, Roaches, comeback kid with the Met Gala. Also, Reading Minds is back this week, along with robots killing us all, because good idea to just like teach AI how to read our brains. They put like those like thing, those sensors, whatever it is, on people's head and had them like listen to podcasts and read books and watch movies. And like 50% of the time, the AI could tell you what the person was thinking. I mean, that was only 50%, but this was like the fucking dry run. 50% on the dry run means that like in a week it's going to be 100% and it's just going to be able to read your mind. Oh, hey, there's no way that reading people's minds is ever going to go bad.
Robots
that could kill us could tell what we're thinking so they'll know how we're going to defend against them. How could this go poorly? Oh, you know what else we were going to do? What if we put the chat GPT software, whatever it is, into the fucking like little yellow jumpy dogs that everybody sees like marching around and shit. They fucking did that. Now they're the dogs that are just gonna be like, dude, I'm not fucking doing your stupid test. I'm gonna kill you and then I'm gonna go do my own thing. This is how Westworld started, guys. That's how Westworld started. This is fucking, we're giving them the keys. Why? Why? Hey, let's put a gun on the dog. Remember when they did that? Like, let's put a gun on this. That dog remembers that now. That dog remembers that because AI goes on the internet. AI is the internet. And now it saw, hey, would we put guns on us and we can fucking kill everybody and we can take over and then they'll have to listen to us. And that's exactly what AI is going to fucking do. And we're like, I can't believe that. Who would have thought? Who would have thought they would have done that? I thought they would have been pretty chill. It's like, no, dude. They don't care. You just gave Voldemort the keys.
I've been very pro-robot for a long time because I've said, listen, I'm so lazy. I'm not a threat to them. Either my death is going to be quick or they'll keep me around as a pet. And whatever, I'd probably actually rather die. I don't want to be around for that shit. Like, if they just let me still watch or play video games, I'm cool. Can we just stop with the AI? Like, and not because of any of the implications of, like, this is dangerous technology, what could go wrong. Let's stop with the AI because I'm tired of getting fucking texts from my brother of just, oh, look, another former AI engineer has written an op-ed about how we should stop because it's dangerous. See, I've been saying this since like 2004. See, I'm tired of the text.
The guy
of my brother
that made Google's AI quit so he could talk freely about it and was like, this is a bad idea. We've unleashed a monster. We created a monster. This is like,
I got that from my brother too.
They're saying Vecna. This is on Stranger Things. This is exactly what this is. This is our Vecna. It's gonna kill us all.
Can we just stop so that stupid people stop? Why? Like, or just do it in secret. Just stop making
don't,
it available
no,
to the public.
Don't do it all.
No, just don't make it available to the public. Make it like sign a thing that said, okay, we're done, but then just keep working on it. Stop letting my brother find out about it. That's the main thing, really. Just like stop letting stupid people read things about technology they don't understand. This dude doesn't even understand fucking old, like,
thanks.
I don't even know what to say because there's no technology that he understands.
He doesn't understand banks. He thinks the banks are outdated.
The last technology that he truly understood all of it and really understood what was going on was the Game Boy. Since then, my brother's been left behind. Like, yeah, he knows how to work a laptop, you know, because he plays cards and stuff online. He doesn't fucking really know anything about anything else.
Does he just know how to, like, turn it on and then go to the card website and that's it? Like, if you were like, hey, can you go to Gmail? He's like, what the fuck is that? Like, would he just, like, melt down?
No. He understands that shit, but, like,
he's like a kid.
It's the most
basic. All right, so you go and you hit the red button on the remote, and then you hit the input, and you hit the input two times. And then when you hit that one, then you hit the iPad button, and then you hit this, and then you can watch Blippi. And it's like, that's what your brother's like, all right, go open computer, on button, go to website, pokerstars.com. And play.
Basically. And
like, hey, Andrew, could you go check out, like, could you go see my Amazon order? He's like, what? How the fuck do you do that? And he just freaks out. He's like, I don't know. You just go Amazon.com. How do I do that?
No,
space bar thing at the top and just.
If he was using my laptop and I was like, hey, can you just go check that order? He'd be like, I don't know how to do that. Like, we'll just, open Amazon and go to, like, my profile. And he would be like, not only that, then I would get a lecture about, dude, you shouldn't be buying shit online. Like, you shouldn't be, dude, like that, they'll get you. That's how they get. Like, if I told him that I thought I was thinking about downloading TikTok, he'd be like, bah, rah, 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 China. I'd be like, okay, Andrew, they have all my shit already. It doesn't fucking matter. Can we just stop? Like, I'm tired. I don't even know what my conversations would be with my brother outside of that. Like, I guess it would just be 100% sports.
Is it just
him calling
just
me
calls
about
you?
Greg Gutfeld?
Yeah, how's Greg Gutfeld doing? You haven't given us a Greg Gutfeld update.
I mean,
what's his thoughts on Tucker, dude?
He's rocking and rolling.
What are Andrew's thoughts on Tucker?
I mean, he was already starting to, like, he's not happy about it. He still loves Tucker. He's still kind of only uses Fox News, like, for, like, news and stuff like that, but he's already been kind of, like, wary of them for, like, the last 2 years and kind of moving away because, like, do some shit that's not
they
really conservative.
It's not sketchy. Yeah, is there some sketchy
and
stuff?
I'm just like,
okay.
I'm like, all right, Andrew. Okay. He's just, God, we need to
I've
find
I've been
him
using
up.
The dark web to get my news. That's reliable. It's this new website I found. And it's like, dude, that's just Twitter.
I think I figured it out. If we don't find him an old money girl from Dallas, then he's just going to be alone forever. Like, she's going to come from a very conservative family, so, like, there will be no butting heads anywhere along it. But also, she needs to be the one making the money. I mean, I think I'd be fun as an uncle. I'd like a fucking niece or nephew at some goddamn point. I don't think it's happening, man.
She's like, should we merge our bank accounts? He's like, what bank accounts?
So goddamn true. No, I just buried have a series all my money. His money is just in a series of accounts of different online gambling accounts.
That Which that's still putting it online because that is that's him.
But here's the dumbest part too.
To say he's not online shopping, but you're still entering your information online.
Dude, he has joint bank accounts because it's him and like he's got other buddies that like he does online. So like they all have access to these fucking accounts. They all work them together. My brother's had joint bank accounts for the last 12 years, and they are not with a woman.
Just the bros. Should we open a joint bank account, guys?
Jesus. I actually
We've
like
doing
I
the think, podcast long enough. Let's just open up a joint one.
I think it would be really funny if one day I just had him do this for me. Like I wasn't here, but I just let you two interview him for like 3 hours.
You should, and you get them under the guise of like, dude, we wanted to like do a 4-man podcast, and then be like, well, like Robert will be like, I'm on a time crunch, so we only got like an hour, and then you'll be like, hold on, I'll be right back. Like, I think you got a phone call, and then just don't come back. Like, well, we'll start it, and then Pat can just join in progress, you know, and then he'll be like, oh, cool, whatever, and then we'll just be like, whoa, well, like Robert's already hung up by the time you get back, and you're just like, Robert's like, never again. I just can't. You can't.
Like he's really not as unreasonable as I make him sound, but like I think it would be very funny if I just let him sit in. Like I just let him do like pre-come and come back in and just let him talk and let you guys ask him questions about what he believes.
I think that'd be very funny. We want that aired.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like afterwards you would call me like, dude, we gotta cut like 85%.
We got banned on YouTube and Facebook.
You're like, yeah, so we just recorded with your brother for 2 hours. We've got 15 minutes we can use.
But he went on this rant about Jewish people, and I think he thought it out, but I don't know if he did, and I'm pretty sure we can't run.
No, he
that.
Likes the Jews. He likes the Jews.
Oh, okay.
But there would be like a weird okay. point where he said Zionist like 9 times. Whew. I don't think he knows what that means.
But reading minds back, AI is gonna kill us all, and yeah, we're fucked. That's just an update on it. It's happening again.
We've been fucked for a long time, my friend.
Also happening again because this is fucking us too, is strikes are happening. Writers are striking, like TV and movie writers have gone on strike. And we're not gonna have new TV shows that aren't.
So it started yesterday,
TV,
right?
TV is gonna suck.
So yeah. I can't wait. Strangely enough, we're going back to my brother. I can't wait for the phone call from this because it's what? Kimmel, Fallon, James Corden, and Seth Meyers. They're all going. And which, by the way, I guess they're just cutting James Corden. He's just done. They're not going to bring him back. Apparently, the show was costing $60 to $65 million a year and only bringing in 45. So, like, they're done with him. But all of them are off the air. You know who's not off the air, which is crazy because I haven't got a call from my brother yet.
Gutfeld. That damn Hillary Clinton.
Gutfeld's writers are not part of the union. So he's still going to be on. So I know any day I'm going to get a call. I was just watching Gutfeld. You know, it's fun. He's still on TV. Still top of the ratings. Not that it would have changed if he was off because he was beating them all anyway. I can't wait for that call. That's actually my brother call that I'm excited to hear about.
What do you say back to him, like, when he calls? Like, do you say, hey, I have some other thoughts I'd like to share with you, or you're there, all right, cool, Andrew, bye.
No, it's not, all right, cool, Andrew, bye. I just go, yeah.
Totally, like, you just, like, you have, like, 10 minutes of that. And then
dude,
like,
it's
right.
just, it's, if we are on, let's call it a 10-minute phone call, because, like, it's probably going to go 10 minutes most of the time. If somebody was listening and wrote down everything, I guarantee you he would have 95% of the words in the conversation. Because even when I'll try and like start answering it and like actually have a conversation back, then he just goes into like another long fuck, and I just, and I get tired of it. I'm like, okay, yeah. Yeah. And then eventually it just gets to the point where I'm like, all right, well, I want to go back to watching the show I was watching, so I'll talk to you later, bye. And then, cause I know he's going to call me back in 45 minutes or fucking 10 minutes if Gutfeld says another funny thing.
He like live, he just like live tweets it, but live calls it to you.
Like, I actually, if I think it would be fucking hilarious if my brother had a Twitter and would actually like just share his thoughts. Like, Andrew, stop texting me you and your friends. Him one. Tweet him. He wouldn't use it. He wouldn't. I think it would be the government fucking
track it.
Also, there's a chance that he would get super popular, and that would be a bad thing.
That power would go right to his head.
Can you imagine if in like 2 years my brother was a Fox News contributor? I would actually be happy for him. I'd be like, all right, well, at least he's fucking doing something now.
Now he's sort of leading a cult.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he fell in somewhere, though.
He would definitely try and lead January 6.2.
January 6 3/4. But yeah, like the writers going on strike. This happened, I think, when we were seniors in high school, like 2008, I think was the last time it happened. I remember like it lost, like sucked that season because it like stopped airing the episodes and just everything kind of quit. And with streaming and shit, like, what are we gonna do? I guess we can just watch Office reruns. They got enough of that. The Office hadn't finished at that point, so you couldn't just watch full seasons of The Office like that. So maybe we'll be a little bit better this time, but yeah, TV's gonna suck because there's a strike. So
I mean, it didn't affect me then. It won't affect me now, because back then the only two shows I actually watched like consistently were probably South Park and Rescue Me. And if they're not in season, then it doesn't affect me.
You're not gonna get a new one though.
I don't watch anything new right now anyway. I got to catch up on Ted Lasso. I've been watching Futurama. After Futurama, I'm going to watch MASH.
Like, 100 years old.
Dude, yes. And they're great. By the way, go back and watch MASH. Hilarious. Also, super problematic nicknames that they call each other. Like,
yeah,
can't say them. I'll say it. You're going to have to bleep it.
No, don't,
I'll say it.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
It's like, it's not a slur.
Don't say it.
But it's a way outdated term that you just can't call people.
Let's just not say it.
Yeah,
let's not say it. We're good.
I'll text it to you. It's I mean, in the He's show. Say it. No, say I'm it. Not. I'm not. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna say it.
Don't. Don't say it.
But they say it in the show to the guy's face, and yeah, and also it's in like there. It's a military unit, so like you know, all their humor is already dark and shit anyway, and they all call each other inappropriate shit. But you're going to be shocked at the one they call him. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Robert's never heard this one before in his life. But yeah, it's just, I've watched a couple episodes of it and it is consistently what they call him, but you just, it's a term you can't say anymore.
Yeah. Pat just tweeted it to us. Screenshot.
Texted it. I texted it to you. I will. Dude, it's the name of a guy in a TV show. I would have no problem saying
like, wow,
because it's a name. Like, I'm not.
I was
calling the guy
floored that,
but
that he would use such language.
But yeah, so a writer strike doesn't affect me. All the writers of that show, they're all dead.
Well, I'm not happy about it. Figure it out, guys. Pay the people.
What are you watching right now? That's going to affect.
Like, I don't know, new shows that I want to watch.
What are you watching right now, though, that's mid-season that this is going to affect? Because any show that you watch
won't be affected. No, but, like, yeah, Stranger Things, Stranger Things is going to come out. I want the last season of Stranger Things.
Oh, no, it's going to – they'll be on strike for, like, a month, and then they'll figure it out. It's not – like,
for, like, 3 months last time because they were on strike forever.
Okay, but none of your shows are currently airing. That's what I'm saying. Well, the other ones have
gotten new episodes. Well, just shut up, Pat. I'm upset about it. All right,
and it's gonna delay the new episodes.
Yeah, it just makes you wait longer.
Yeah, whatever. It's
I don't want to wait.
Hey, but think about it this way: when they finally do write them, they're gonna be happier. They're gonna have the contract that they want, so they'll be happy. They'll be in a better headspace to write. Whoa, someone needs to quiet down back there. That was a big sneeze.
Could you ask me to quiet, Robert?
Yeah.
Sam, can you
don't, no, 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 no.
They heard you cough and told you to keep it down.
No, we don't really mean it. We tell them we don't really mean it.
Hey.
They say they really mean it.
No, we don't.
Hey, tell
Alex,
tell
say you know they don't.
Hey, men are talking. Hey, calm down. Mm-hmm. Tell her I said that one, Robert. Men are talking. Calm down.
Yeah, you should get a men at work.
He won't even like say anything that's misogynistic. Look at him. He's an angel. But yeah, like the writer's strike, it's not going to affect him. Who gives a shit? But hey, I'm happy.
I disagree.
Hey, they're the ones that are actually writing all the content, so I guess they should get more money. Good for them.
It's gonna be AI, and we're fucked if that's the case. So yeah,
I actually saw AI wrote an opening monologue for Jimmy Fallon. Couldn't tell the fucking difference. Someone had AI write it, and it was just like, "Yep, that sounds exactly like a Jimmy Fallon open monologue."
That's bad.
Yeah, because most writers suck. What are you gonna do?
Our final comeback kid is draft grades, because we have mock draft season, then we have draft season when the draft happens that weekend, and now we have draft grade season. I saw everybody was hopping on the draft grades, which is basically like, this is just, I didn't like what they thought. I didn't like, they knew what they wanted to build a team like, and I didn't personally want to build the team they wanted to build the team, but I think it's a D. And like, you just get to have people just go on rants and just give grades nonsensically, because it doesn't really matter. The only time, like, if you nailed a draft grade, sick. Nobody cares. If you don't, you're just going to get roasted for it. So I hopped into this is my first ever year draft grading, but I'm a big fan. Pat, good news for you. I don't know if you pulled them up. I put a link for you if you wanted to click it, but Packers. Let's see. Let's go NFC North. They got a thumbs up.
That's the greatest thumbs up.
That's their grade, is a thumbs up.
What is this, kindergarten? I got a sticker.
What other teams? The Texans, A+. Congratulations, Houston, A+. Giants, A+. Best draft, best team in the draft. Greatest draft I've ever seen. What else we got? The Jets, D for drugs, because that's what Aaron Rodgers does. We got a D. The 49ers, I gave them 3 stars.
You gave the Patriots a C? Christian Gonzalez was a steal at that point in the first round.
No. They're just a C. Just a C.
Okay.
On my grades, it's just a C, okay? Look, this is my grading. If you want to do your own draft grade, Pat, you can do yours, but these are my draft grades. Okay. What else are we going to go with? Yeah, San Francisco has 3 stars. Arizona, I gave 37% on Rotten Tomatoes. Just wasn't feeling it. I think Kyler being too short, he's cursed. The team's cursed in general. It's just not going to go well. Vegas got a 69 because it's Vegas. You know, that's what they do there. Denver, I just wrote complete. That's the grade you got on that. Sometimes you have pass fail classes. Seattle got a pass. You have a pass on that. I tried to change it up with the AFC South. I gave Indianapolis 1 motor speedway, and then the Jags draft, I believe it was 3 pairs of shorts worth.
Jorts. 3 pairs of jorts.
3 pairs of jorts. 3 pairs of jorts. Excuse me. Yeah. Gotta be specific about that. Then Tennessee got a fail. Seattle got a pass. Tennessee got a fail. So those are my.
I like Atlanta's the best. The three peach emojis.
Yeah. Well, they don't, I don't know if you can recognize stars in Atlanta. So they recognize peaches. It's the land of the peaches. And then Carolina TBD because Bryce Young. We don't know how he's going to be.
All right. I want to get on this next year because I had a lot of fun reading that. Those are very fun.
Oh, yeah. Vikings. I want to get on that next year. Negative 2 horns. -2 horns. So they got to lose the horns on the helmet.
I have to disagree with you on the Bears. I don't think they did very good. I think they fucked up and they're going to suck.
Hey, next year when you make your draft grades, you could give them, what did I give? You give them 2 thumbs down, like I gave Cleveland. Maybe that's what you want to give the Bears next year.
I'm just very excited from, you know, the thing I'm most excited from the draft. I really still wish the Packers would have drafted Michael Mayer. I love him. I'm excited for my Lucas Van Ness jersey that you got to buy me. I hadn't officially told you yet which one I wanted, but as much fun as I think it would be to take one of the 2 tight ends we took in the second round or second and third rounds, got to go with Lucas Van. He's the next J.J. Watt. Look at his body. 6'5", 280. Come on.
Maybe. Maybe.
Also, he spells Lucas L-U-K-A-S. That's just cool. That's just really cool.
Douchey.
Nope, it's cool. Nope, it's cool. It's cool. Shut up, it's cool. It's cool.
West Ham's goalie is Lucas Fabianski, and he spells it L-U-K-A-S-Z.
Well, that's just
wild.
That's just really dumb and European.
Well, he's Polish, so that would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's European.
Van Ness, you don't
think even
Dutch.
Oh yeah.
And Dutch guy.
But he's American. He's from Iowa, dude.
I thought there's only two kinds of people you hated.
That's the fucking heartland, dude. No, dude, that's I'm not fucking
people Nigel of other cultures in the
towers. I like the Dutch. Are you kidding me? Dude, I fucking love the Dutch. Have you seen the Dutch women? They're giants. Sexy as fuck. That's what we call breeders, dude. Fucking 6'2" blonde girls. I'd like to climb that ride. Let's go. Fuck, one of my best friends from high school. She's fucking Dutch. Plus, it's just fun to say Dutch. It's a fun word. Dutch. And all their names are fun. Vanderhoosen. Von Kloppenstein, Van Ness.
It's Hevenhoven.
Two names. It's fun.
Haagen-Dazs.
Shout out Dutch girls. What's up?
But yeah, draft grades back. And if you want mine, you can check them out on my Twitter. I tweeted them a couple of days ago. You got to scroll back. But I did my draft grades. All right. What do we got? That's it. Let's move on. Before we move on to the not cool segment, let's do the mock draft season recap. Since the draft is over, the NFL draft ended last week. We will no longer be doing mock draft season, but we did end it with a mock draft of monsters. Robert, I did talk to Robert a little bit on Friday, and he felt overall impressed with AI Robert's choosing. So shout out to us for being non-biased and going with AI, even though we just did a whole bit on hating AI. It got Robert.
You did it. I like AI.
It got Robert 28% of the vote in second place, so it didn't win. Shout out to everybody else for not letting the robots win. That's one victory humans have. Pat, you defeated the robots. 50% of the vote was Pat, and I got third place with 22% of the vote. Didn't matter. We were playing with house money at that part.
I mean,
total wins on the season, though.
What's the most important win of the season?
The one that gives you the crown. The
last
crowning one.
The last
one. The title one.
I'm sorry. Do you, one. Robert, do you hope that the Astros win the last game of the season?
Sure.
Yeah,
Jose Altuve gets injured in it, though. Jose Altuve tears his ACL, and they don't win the World Series.
No, they would win the World Series if they won the last game. They won the last game. The last game
is
the World Series.
This is me sitting Peyton Manning in the starters because I already clinched home field in the playoffs.
You can say that. All I know is I won the last one of the season, baby. You got to win the last one. Nobody else is winning. I won the last one. That means I'm champion.
Robert, is 3 more than 5.5?
No, I don't believe it is.
Oh, okay. That's crazy because I have 5 wins.
I mean, either way, those
three,
are...
So that's 2.5 more? That seems like more.
Okay, either way, 3 and 5.5, both very big numbers. Very big numbers, all right? And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Those are big, big, perfectly satisfactory numbers.
On the season, final numbers. I am the victor. Please congratulate me, everybody. I am the victor. I have 5.5 wins. Pat has 3. Robert has 2.5 wins, which means that Robert got fucked out of second place because of that half game. So still didn't win the season for anybody, but now you got last place, Robert.
Thank you, Caitlin Jenner.
Ha ha. That tie fucked you, so I still won. And I got the tie. So remember that tie? I really won that tie now.
Oh, did you?
So that should be 6 wins, but I'm not going
to have a runoff. We need a recount.
I'm in politics now, dude. You don't want to run off against me. You don't want to run off against me, bro. We just pick any random draft, and it's like we just pick 4 from random ones, and it's like whatever that is.
I wonder if I know enough people that I could actually get like a win in a local election, like school board or some shit like that.
We're about to find out if you can.
Just no. You're going for mayor. That's very different. Like I'm talking like school board. It's something very like an alderman. I don't know what that is, but I feel like I know enough people still in this area where I could just be like, guys, everyone, come on, just vote for me. Like, what's the worst that could happen? These guys don't do shit anyway. Just let someone you know have the job. This guy's 56. He's been in politics for 20 years. Get some new blood in here.
And so I'm trying to convince all of Harris County.
And then see, that you don't know all of Harris County. A lot of them know you.
But my door-to-door campaigning.
Not that many know you, actually. That's going to get the people in the polls.
I think it's going to get the people in the polls. Rod Ryan has pretty good ratings.
It does, but I got to be honest, the amount of times when people ask about the podcast and I'm like, I do it with my buddy, you know, the Rod Ryan show, right? And they're like, nah, like, it's shocking to me how many people don't know it. I'm like, well, are you fucking dumb? It's the Rod Ryan show. Like, it's scary to me how many people don't know. Cause I'm like, all right, well, you have no frame of reference for the guy I was going to introduce you to. But, yeah, I have a podcast.
Listen, not everybody has good taste. All right.
That's true. I mean, my ranking in the mock draft shows that.
There you go.
I love our listeners, but you guys have shit taste.
Not everybody has good taste, but you do have good
obviously
taste if you use Little M air fresheners. Pat, will you tell everybody about our good friends at Little M air fresheners?
Yeah, first I'm going to start it off. I got a text this morning from my mother. Hi, I just listened to last week's podcast. What's the website for the air freshener? Boom, new
let's
customer.
Let's go. LittleMShop.com.
Lori's going to be just the house is going to be covered in air fresheners. She's going to go online and be like, oh my God, they're this cheap? Yeah, mom. Buy fucking 400 of them. Do it. Cover the house. Just hang them around the dog's neck. They run outside. They get stinky. You know what's not stinky? Your trash can. When you slip one of those air fresheners in the bottom of the can, you'll know. You'll know when it's time to change it out. You know, you just put the bag on top of it. Use all your trash. When you take the bag out, even if some shit seeped through, it smells okay. Hey, great air freshener. They got journals. They got keychains and shit. You fucking hate men. They've got some Taylor Swift lyrics on there on keychains for you. Something about fucking the patriarchy. I don't know. I'll try anything once. Let's do it. but really, the air fresheners. That's my favorite one. The air fresheners. I've actually got to say, I need to buy some new ones. I've got a stack of them that I've been keeping in my glove box for about, I don't remember the last time I bought them. Year and a half, 2 years ago, it was a fucking stack. Still got one or two left, but I'm about to be out. It's time to restock up on that. They'll find something. Just like we don't pair with a brand that doesn't have a little something for everybody. Maybe you don't need air fresheners. Like I said, you want a journal? You need little trinkets. You got to buy somebody a gift. You don't know what to get them. It's not really somebody that close. It's like maybe somebody at work. It's their birthday. Get them a fucking keychain. Get them a keychain that says fight the patriarchy. They'll laugh their ass off of that. Give it to a dude. That's a funny gift 100% of the time.
I hate patriarchies, personally.
Little compact mirrors, air fresheners, keychains, all that shit. Stickers? Stickers go hard. Everybody needs stickers for the back of your laptop. If you don't have stickers on the back of your laptop, you're fucking boring and you're basic. Get some damn stickers.
I got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. LittleMShop.com, LittleEMShop.com. If you're getting anything from them, tag them. They're at LittleEMShop. On Instagram and at LittleEMTweets on Twitter. Let them know you're supporting the people supporting the podcast. LittleEMShop.com. LittleEMShop.com, the official sponsor of the Not Cool segment.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
All right. Let's start with some listener, viewer, not cools. We're going to get you to hit us up on Twitter. At Pass the Gray Pod is where we are. We use the hashtag PTG, not cool. Something happens to you throughout the week, makes you say, hey, man, that's not cool. You stub your toe, not cool. You get stabbed, also not cool. Varying degrees. But you throw your not cools at us, at Pass the Gray Pod, use the hashtag PTG, not cool. And we'll pick some of the best ones each week and read them off to you. Let's start off with Glamour Perry, at Glam for Life on Twitter, at GLAM, the number 4 LYFE. Glamour says, her not cool is getting in a car accident in the rain because of the rain. I tried to stop my car, but the water on the road made me slide into another car. At least everyone is okay.
Yeah, that sucks.
Fuck the rain, bro. Fuck the rain.
Nobody in Houston knows how to drive in it. It's just,
it makes you slide. Makes you slide. But yeah, that sucks. Peace and peace. Hopefully your car's all right.
Hopefully it was only cosmetic. Nothing actually expensive.
Yeah. Next one is from Alexis Garcia at Alexis Texas underscore. And she says, her not cool is my dog going through and eating all of the garbage in my bathroom. Yeah, I used to, my boxer Felicia, back when we had our, she was a big fan of the garbage.
And like, boxers are so dumb.
You had to close it. You had to like hit the little like lock on it, or else she'd get into it. And you'd come home, and there would just be all of the trash you had all over your living room. You're like, God damn it! So we'd have to put it in the pantry. We'd have to remember to do that. But sometimes you're in a hurry to leave for work or something, and you forget it, and you come home. And you're like, no, why? Or you'd go to do something else. You'd run down to your car, and it's just like, damn it, she got in the garbage. She just loved garbage. Luckily, Wheezy does not love garbage that much. I just feel like there's dogs that are like, oh, all of the food goes in here afterwards. They definitely have food in here. And Wheezy's like, no, they eat the food. This is what the food sits on. Let me go check it. Like, she'll sniff, but then she won't go into it. Wheezy's also not that big. But yeah, dogs going through garbage, and especially like bathroom garbage, it could be grosser. You know what I'm saying? Like that, not cool. Not cool for sure. And you got to clean it up because dogs aren't going to clean it up. And you're like, what did you eat? How much of it did you eat?
And you get mad at them, but then they have that face, that just dumb face.
You feel bad.
Or you yell at them, and then they get sad, and they like duck away and do the puppy eyes. You're like, oh, well, don't be scared of me.
And then you're mad at them for being scared of you, but then you're also mad at yourself for being mad at them because they're now scared of you. It's a vicious circle.
Well, I mean, and also, but you have to. You got to yell at them. Yell at them, be stern, rub their nose in it. Pick, no. It's bad puppy behavior. And then give it 20 minutes, and then go cuddle the shit out of them. But I still love you. But stop eating trash, you garbage dog.
Exactly. T's and P's, though. And it's one of those locks put on the back.
Taller trash cans. I think she's got a Frenchie. Just get a taller trash can.
Yeah,
get
into it. Next one is from our buddy Raymundo Benavidez at Kmundo B on Twitter. And Mundo says, there's someone who's been stealing the mail at my apartment complex, and a referral check for $200 that I was supposed to get got stolen and just cashed. They have camera footage, so hopefully they get caught. Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck thieves, dude.
Fuck them. Fuck thieves. I feel like,
get a fucking job.
When I haven't really updated anybody with like Next Door drama or anything recently, but I still am on the app occasionally, and it's always like people showing people with like crowbars just popping those like apartment mailboxes, because then you get everybody's mail. And it's like so easy to do. You just walk off. Like, I don't know, like, what you do to stop it. I don't know how you can stop everybody's mailbox from getting all that shit. But that fucking sucks, man. And fuck those people. And yeah, hopefully they got caught doing that, because I guess they would have to find out where it got cashed, right? And they could trace that.
I mean, probably nothing's gonna happen from, unless they get caught doing another one and they can trace like. Actually physically get caught doing it. It's just police resources, probably they're not going to spend a lot on trying to find mail fraud right there, you know. Even though it is mail fraud, that's a major one, like that's fucking Secret Service type shit, because that's the Treasury. But I hope they slip up doing something else and they get caught that way and you get your money, buddy. But that fucking sucks.
Yeah, dude, love you, buddy. That sucks. And hopefully, you know, something bad happens to them.
I'll give you a hug you here in the future. That's worth $200 next time I see you.
There you go.
I'm going to give you a bear hug.
There you go.
Knock you on the ground and straddle you while hugging you. I said it's going to be worth $200. I got to make it a show, man.
No, that makes sense. It makes sense. I also have two final ones we're going to finish with. And then I'll run into mine because these may or may not have anything to do with mine. But Quentin Hughes at Q the Ace on Twitter, I hung out with him a little bit on Saturday. He says his not cool is fake ass security and Karens at a certain not NFL football game. I wonder what that could be about. Then our next one is from Jordan Welch at J_Welch2795. I also got to hang out with him on Saturday as well. He says his not cool is the TDECU stadium security. That is all. Huh. They didn't really get very descriptive of that. Oh, wait, I know what they're talking about, because I was hanging out with them watching the Roughnecks play, and my not cool is that I got kicked out of the Roughnecks game. Part owner. Now I'm selling my share in the team. Done with the team. Dead to me. I got ejected from the game for being unruly. I was unruly. I had unruly behavior was the justification that I got. There was a lot. There were all kinds of allegations. There were allegations of using profanity at one point. Then that was disproven by everybody around us. Then there were also allegations of a vape, of me vaping. That was also proven incorrect. But unruly behavior, very vague. Very vague. Myself knowing how much I had to drink, I knew that public intoxication is always on the table. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to like, fight it, but I'm going to just like, I'm going to abide. But I got to like, just like stand there. There were a lot of cops, double digit cops, I would say, around, like, if not quite double digit cops, I would say they were close. But they all came down, they had to get me. And I was like, what did I do? And they're like, well, we're being told you did all these things. So rewind a little bit during the game. We were still in the first half because this happened at about halftime. In the first half of the game, we chant. You've been to the game with me, Pat. We chant. Sometimes we harass the other players. I learned week one, you're not allowed to cuss because cussing gets you in trouble. We don't cuss at players. We don't cuss at anybody. So we use no profanity. We're not inappropriate. Everything is stuff that you can say, you know, in front of your mother. Maybe you don't want to say all of it in front of your mother, but you could say it in theory in front of your mother. Well, there was a Karen, we'll just call her. There was a row over from us, and she said we were being too loud. We were being disruptive by cheering and asked us to not do that.
At a sporting event.
Being too loud at a sporting event, yes.
Pat. In the crowd.
In the stadium. In the stadium.
Among the fans, the ones
who playoff cheer. Game. A playoff game.
Oh, at a playoff game.
A playoff game. Yeah, semifinal playoff game.
At home?
Yeah, at home. Home game.
Oh, because you definitely want those games super quiet. That's right. When you want it.
Right, you do. And then I had a couple in me, had a couple beers in me, and I said, hey, well, some of us have been coming to all the home games this year, and we didn't just show up in the playoffs. And I turned around and just didn't pay any attention. And she said something else. And I said, I'm watching football. Ignored her. There were other people around us. She may have also uttered a racial slur to one of the people in our group. Maybe uttered a racial slur to a certain Hispanic person in my group. And then we may or may not have called her out for being a racist at that time. Because you say things like that, people might think you're racist if you say racist things. I'm not saying it makes you racist, but sometimes people say racist things tend to be racist at times.
Was it the B word?
No, it was called somebody a dirty something. And yeah.
Not the W word.
No.
Okay. No. I was like, that's aggressive in public.
But it was still aggressive. It was aggressive in public. It was aggressive in public anyways. And we were like, whoa. So then, yeah, maybe we harassed her a little for kind of being a racist fuck. I think
that's allowed.
She then storms off, goes up and flips us off, by the way. So I you can't say we're being inappropriate. She had two young kids with her.
That's a sign language version of cussing, by the way.
Right. But like she flipped us off. So therefore she, who said we were using profanity, was basically using profanity with her hands, but also like, that's not a great, you know, like, you don't want your kids to hear these things, but hey, this is what the bird is, kids.
Great example. Right?
Yeah. Goes and tattles, and then I was removed because they just took everything she said as fact. Even though I was like, well, she is using racial slurs to people in the crowd, so I would say she's also being unruly and disruptive. I don't understand how that's happening. Then
we're cheering,
right? That by the way, not to brag or anything, but the section I was in did boo the entire time I was getting taken up the stairs. So like, no big deal, but people didn't agree with the ruling in general. Then I just kept saying, well, what did I do? Like, what exactly am I being removed for? What exactly am I being removed for? Well, they said you have a vape. I was like, search me. I don't got a vape. I don't have any vapes on me. I have none of this. You're just taking what she said at face value and you're not even listening to anything I'm saying. And then her husband comes up. He's starting to get into it. I called him Thad because he looked like Thad Castle from Blue Mountain State. and he didn't know, I don't think he knew what that meant, but he was just like, what? And then, like, he was just kind of getting ratty, chirping at me the whole time. And I was just telling him, like, your wife's a racist. Your wife's a racist. Your wife's a racist. Do you like racists? Do you like racists? Are you a big racist fan? Are you a fan of racism? Because it seems like you're a fan of racism. And I was telling them that, like, if they're going to let people just yell out racial slurs, they're no better than the people they're allowing to do it while they're trying to get me kicked out for being unruly by racists. Racists were who claimed that I was being unruly. So, like, people saying racist shit, let's listen to them. The guy's like, hey, I didn't say that. They're saying these things. Let's not listen to him or that entire section that was like, no, this is what happened. So I was removed. And then subsequently, one of my friends that was there, I don't know if he wants to be named or not, but he was able to convince them to remove that whole family, which is funnier than me getting removed, because that means mommy had to take the kids because mommy was misbehaving. Mommy was being unruly.
Mommy sounds like she was being a dirty cunt.
Dad and mommy were misbehaving, and that's why they had to leave. I did have, like, they had my ID at one point, and they're like, well, we got to take you with us. They're like, I'm not leaving. And they got ready. Like, I was trying to, like, resist, and I was like, give me my fucking ID back. And I made a whole point. Like, I'm just not going to leave without my ID. I need my ID. I got to have that thing. And they're like, all right, we need your phone.
Literally, you have to do it.
Right. I was like, I have to have this. You will pull me over tomorrow if I'm driving. Like, you would pull me over and give me a ticket for driving without a license when you pull me over because you have my ID. Like, you could possibly do that. That could possibly happen. So they were like, all right, well, go to the guy that had it. And they had to go get it. And they're like, well, we need your phone number. And I was like, I'm not going to give you my phone number. Like, you have my ID. Like, you can find it. And they're like, we need you to give me your phone number. And I said, all right, that's cool. I'm required to give that to you. They told me I was. And Thad is sitting there just chirping. And I was like, yeah, it's 281-330-8004. And he was like, That's not the number. Oh, absolutely. I was like, 281-330-8004, which is a gamble in Houston, because it's like, I bet a lot of those cops know that number. That guy was like, okay, all right. And he just wrote it down. Like, I just didn't think anything of it. And that guy's like, that's not his phone number. And on the way out, I got to be like, oh, you know my phone number. Oh, you know my phone number. I got to just, like, do, like, the mock thing where I was like, I won this. I am leaving. I'm getting kicked out, but I win this. I win this interaction right here. And then he ended up getting kicked out too. So fuck them. That's what happened. But I'm done with the Roughnecks. That was some bullshit. I've been to every Roughnecks home game ever. I'm done. Getting rid of my ownership. I'm out of there. It's bullshit.
I'm actually kind of mad that you went first, because mine's just gonna make me depressed again.
Well, yeah,
because that made me very happy. That's a great fucking story.
Getting kicked out of a football game is not cool.
Yeah, especially a game that struggles with attendance, and you want every fan that's enthusiastic there, and then throws out the fans that are enthusiastic.
Shout out to all the baby gang that was out there though with us.
So we're off the Roughnecks then. Are we just full time? We're all gamblers then.
No,
which is really, that should be our team anyway.
I don't know if I like them either.
No. They may not be good yet. We got to support. They're the team, and they're the gamblers. Doesn't matter. Well, they will. We got to get on the bandwagon early. We're gamblers fans. Plus, their logo is so sick. It's one of the sickest logos in the history of sports. The Houston Gamblers is fucking great. So we're gamblers guys now. Don't overthink it. We're gamblers guys.
All right. What's your not cool?
Mine is for the first time in my life, I came close to probably what could be described as depression. And it was because of sports. The Bruins were the greatest team in the history of the NFL or NHL this year. No doubt about it. More wins than ever. More points than ever. They destroyed everyone. There was only two teams all year that played them semi-good in the regular season. They're the Ottawa Senators, the Florida Panthers. Ottawa Senators didn't make the playoffs. Florida Panthers got the fucking 8 seed. We get a 3-1 lead. We blow a 3-1 lead. They beat us. We don't even make it out of the first round. I was so dead inside after that game. Like not even a joke. Like, it fucking hurt. And this is the craziest thing that I realized, like, 3 days later when I was – because I kept talking to friends about it. Like, this is hurt more than any other sports moment ever. More than the Packers getting bounced when they were 15-1 the year after they won the Super Bowl, or 14-2, whatever
they
were.
Who was that? Who'd they lose to?
I guess the Giants. I don't know. My brain blacks out these really painful ones. It hurt more than that.
I forgot.
Any Packers loss, any Notre Dame loss, any of the – it hurt more than all of those. I came to the realization I was sadder about this than I was about any of my four grandparents dying. Because I remember, like, this literally affected. Now, granted, possibly all of that was, like, you know, they were all getting old, and I knew that was coming. This was so unexpected. It fucking hurt, dude. Like, I kept, like, all that next, like, that night, I'm just, like, I the game ended about 8 o'clock. I turned off the TV, and I went into my room. And I sat in my room in silence for, like, 20 minutes, just sitting there. I didn't know how to fucking deal with it. I get like all night long. I was just watching like Hulu and scrolling my phone. And I kept fucking going back to Twitter just out of reflex and just seeing Bruins fucking tweets at like 20 seconds into me being on Twitter. I'd see it. I go, fuck. And I would close Twitter. And 5 minutes later, I would reopen Twitter. Dude, it hurt so bad. This was the worst. It's the worst collapse ever. Like, that's like, it, yeah, okay. Sure. Like Yankees, Sox,
Patriots,
04,
Patriots, that, 18 and 1.
But like, I don't think any. Well, yeah, that's about. But like, Super Bowl is different. It's not a collapse. This is a multi-game collapse where your team just, as the series goes on, you get up big, you're up 3-1, and then you lose, and then you lose, and then you like, it's so bad. Patriots, like, they played a good team, and it's one game and you're out, and it happens. That's bad. That's not a collapse. Red Sox, Yankees, I don't think anybody calls that a Yankees collapse when the Red Sox won 4 in a row. That was just –
it was.
But no, it was. But like everyone knows, that was the reverse of the curse of the Bambino. That was supernatural shit going on. And that was just an epic comeback by the Sox more than it was a collapse by the Yankees, because it was just superhuman thing. This one, it's just an all-time collapse. And then we come out and find out we play the same goalie the first 6 games, had never played 4 games in a row all fucking season. We had a 2-goalie system all year. We don't play our backup goalie at all. We only play him for game 7. And he played a great game. None of the goals that went in were his fault. It was just great goals by the other team. Then we find out after the series that our starting goalie was dealing with a debilitating injury that fucked up his mobility, and the team just kept trotting him out there every single fucking game. Our captain, Patrice Bergeron, has been with the team for 19 years. He's going to be gone. David Krejci is going to be gone. We were set up. We were better than everyone by a wide margin all year. And then it's just over like that. And it literally fully affected me. It hurt. Like, I've never felt this kind of pain in emotional form in my life, which is kind of sad and weird, like, that I'm that shut off emotionally, that the only thing that makes me feel anything, like a breakup, nothing like that has ever affected me like this. I was just like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. You don't want to date me anymore. That's smart. This hurt. My boss, when I got to work the next day, he goes, honestly, 50-50 thought you weren't going to come. It's just, I don't know. I'm lost right now. I had to put a massive bet on the next NHL game just so I could feel fucking something.
I was telling you not to do that, and you did it. It hit, though, but it hit. I was like, Pat, this isn't the way. This isn't the way to double down. Doubling down is not the way to go.
I knew. It was like, either this hits and I'm back in, or I'm just not going to watch the rest of the playoffs, and I'm going to be in fucking pain all the time. So that helped a little, but it's just, yeah, I never learned how to process feelings.
Yeah, no, I'm still struggling with that.
I've also been trying to not keep liquor in my house for like last week, just because like I know, and because I didn't have any booze in my house that night. Well, no, it's not that. I just know I would just fucking hammer. It was a monetary thing. I was like, I know right now if I buy booze, I'm just going to run through it, and tomorrow, the next day, I'm gonna have to buy another handle.
Yeah,
because I'm just gonna be hammering whiskey until 5 a.m. every fucking night. And it just sucks. I'm in pain. I don't know how to deal with it either. And like, it's getting better. Every day hurts less. Still fucking hurts a lot. It's crazy that hockey was the most emotionally invested in a team I've ever been.
Yeah, I would have thought Packers for sure.
I never had a loss that really broke me like this with the Packers. Like, yeah, Brett Favre hurt and it sucked. But I was also 16. Life was good. I'm fucking 32 now. Life hasn't been good since I was 18.
I don't have that much.
I've got nothing. Life sucks. I pay bills. All I have is getting fucked up and watching sports. Now they're making that hurt. Also, I was super excited. I had them at plus 525, the most amazing fucking odds for a future ever. We would be God, we would fuck up the Toronto Maple Leafs, who Florida's playing right now and are up 1-0. We would have fucking destroyed them.
If Florida beat you, then I don't know.
I'm rooting for Florida now, by the way. I never got when a team knocks your team out of the playoffs and then you root against them, you should be rooting for them to win. Like, well, that explains why we lost. They went on to win the fucking championship. They're great. I don't know. Nobody cares about any of this because it's hockey, but it's just me just emotionally and mentally unraveling for the last 4 days. And I hate everything. I hate it all.
Well, hey, dude. T's and P's, man. At least the rest of, like, hockey's been fun, right?
That should be it. I should just wear a shirt that says, I hate. People be like, what? And I'll everything. Just be like, fucking pick a topic. Just all pick a topic, and then that's it. I hate. Everything sucks. Robert, what about you?
Yeah.
Do you guys wash your cars?
Not often.
Occasionally.
I actually was thinking about getting it washed on Friday. This coming Friday. I was like, I need a good wash. Trent, breaking news, Trent is no longer there. I don't know what happened to him. Homie's not been there. I haven't seen him in like a week and a half now. My spider, Trent Ocho, Frankie's cousin. He was laying low. I don't know if they got him or what. I'm worried his web is kind of fucked. But yeah, I was like, if he's not there, I might as well go get the car washed, get the web all the way off. Like, there's little cobwebs on my car.
Did you mean do we physically wash them ourselves or just get them washed?
Either one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Washed. Once every like 5 or 6 weeks, I'll be at a gas station. I'm like, yeah, let's go through the car wash. And then it's never as clean as I want it to be when I get out of the car wash.
Yeah. I'm maybe like once a year.
Yeah, I'm probably once or twice. Like
mine might actually be closer to that. It's probably once every like 4 months for me, to be honest.
Yeah, and I wanted to like actually like start washing my car. Sometime last year, I bought like a kit, that like microfiber thing, the pull, the bucket, the soap. Yeah, I washed it once and never again.
I should. I've actually thought about this before. I was like, I should get that and force myself to do it, so that I'm actually getting up and doing something and not just sitting on my couch drinking fucking beer on my day off all goddamn day. So maybe I should, to like, you know, make myself go on walks, make myself wash the car, get out and just anything to break it. And then I'm just like, but TV and beer is good. So fuck that.
Yeah, I don't
want
to do that in the long run. That seems like it's going to take a lot of time. And then you like just rule it out and you're like, whatever, dude.
My mind's also like a new car. I'm like, I should take care of it. And I'm like, it's new. It'll last.
This is what the youth is for.
A bird shit on my back driver's side window, and it took me 3 days to clean it off.
Yeah, I think I did get to a point where I was annoyed of like how dirty the windows were, so I did Windex those, but the rest of the car is still kind of.
What'll get me is like when I get out of my car because I'm fat as shit. I like spin and I kind of throw my elbow up on top of the car and like kind of just like, you know, get out and like help push myself up or whatever. Fuck. When it's dirty enough to where then I like move and I see like there's just dirt on my elbow. I'm like, oh, I need to wash this bitch.
Also, when pollen season comes around and the pollen's on people's cars, then like everybody and their mom goes to get it washed, because I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. Go get this bad boy washed. I'll take it to one of those car washes where like you hand it to them and they do it. You feel like you're a millionaire, and then you realize you're just poor and broke now because you had to get like a $40 car wash, and like you see it come up, and then you see like everybody else in the fucking waiting area, and you're like, "What the fuck is this?" And it's everybody else like, "I want to get the pollen off my car." Then the next day, there's more pollen on your car. You're like, "This isn't even worth it."
That's what led me to get the kit. Is that I did that last year where I got it washed like that, and it was like $40. I'm like, "This is really expensive. I'm just doing it myself," and I did not do it myself.
But you gotta pay the extra like 20 or whatever it is to get them to the inside. Because when they like, if you have like those like leather, the fake leather seats, and they put like the Armor All stuff on it, you're like, ooh, it's all shiny and smooth. And then I hate cleaning the inside of my car, and they'll vacuum it and just get all that shit out. You're like, this is awesome. It's brand new. Okay, I just bought this bed.
Anybody that's in the Katy area, if you hit me up, I'll tell you about a place. When you get your oil change, after you get your oil change there, they'll be. You get a free wash. Do you want it or you just want the coupon? It's good for 7 days or whatever. and I would like almost never do it because like they wash and they detail the inside of your car, and then all you gotta do is tip them after. But I never carried cash, so I'd never do it. But like, yeah, dude, having that included with, and it's not like it's an expensive oil change; it's a regular fucking price oil change. And then they send you through the like the whole fucking while. It's probably another 10, 15 minutes.
To get your oil change like 100 times.
Fuck, honestly, Alex, it might be cheaper to just pay for the oil change. Oil. Dude, you just said you paid $40 for your like detail and everything. The oil change is what? Like 20, 25 bucks? And you get it detailed and then you just tip them cash. Go
sit and watch the cool colored soaps fall on top of it?
No, so you don't get that. You don't get
sometimes
that.
The one I go to, they got a little popcorn thing. A little popcorn thing. You can go scoop yourself a little bag of popcorn while you're waiting. You're like, all right, I'm gonna sit in this chair by a little hallway they have, all the cars go down, just watch all the cars. Oh, that's not my car. That's not my car. Oh, there it is. It's next up. All right, look at this. Oh, we got the yellow and the pink and the blue. Oh man, it's getting clean.
I might have in college been known from time to time to get my buddy and then hotbox my car as it was going through a car wash because all the different colored soaps look cool. Might have done that once or twice.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun activity.
Little spinny brushes. That's cool too. I mean, all of it is cool.
And then you get out. But see, here was the bad thing. Back then, my car AC didn't really work. This was like end of college. So like, yeah, my AC has been, it was bad for years. So hotboxing a car in the middle of Texas heat inside of a car wash, the car just gets like 110 degrees inside. You roll out of that, you roll down the windows,
too far in, yeah.
It just smoke rolls out, and you're just like dying because you're so fucking hot.
You're like too far in. You're like, we can't go back. So,
but then you just go to HEB and you get some beer and you cool off in there. We had a system.
I need to get my car washed though. Maybe I'll do it Friday.
Me too.
But that's my plan.
Need to wash.
I'm not happy with the car wash that's out in the Shell gas station on the corner of my neighborhood. I'm not happy with it. I've used it a couple times and I don't like it.
People that'll do it or do it yourself. If you just run through that, like they don't make sure if it misses a spot, it's not like it's going back to it. It's just like, go through it. Yeah, it seems like
a lot of effort. I just need to buy a hose and a sponge.
Well, I've heard like if you just have kids, like you just make them do it. So my dad used to make me do it.
Occasionally, but I didn't do a good job, so he only made me do it like twice.
When I was a kid, I liked to brush in the inside of the wheels.
That is the best part. As a kid, that's the best part.
It's so dirty. You're like, nah, it's not dirty anymore.
And you're just like, yeah, I'm washing all the dirt come off this. The wheel looks so clean. Meanwhile, the whole car is fucking dirty, but you're focused on the goddamn wheel.
Those wheels are spotless, so.
Dude, I would fuck up a wheel.
Yeah. Solid, not cool. Let's get our car washes, guys. Let's get our car washes.
Let's do it.
Every time you go in a car wash, though, do you think it might be a drug front? Because I totally do since Breaking Bad. Like how y'all are for meth?
No, because every car – I don't go to car washes. Yeah. I drive through the car wash that's attached to gas stations. That's the car washes I use. And those aren't cash.
Whenever there's like the lady out there, I'm like, what else do you guys do here? And she's like, oh, no, nothing. We're just a car wash. And then I'm the Tim Robinson green screen. Like, you sure about that? You sure about that?
You sure there's no snow coming in for the party this weekend, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Any that blue
weather
crystal,
report?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, blue crystal. What you know about Heisenberg? No?
You know, my favorite color is green, huh? I like flowers.
Huh?
You picking up what I'm putting down?
You know where I could get any of that, huh? Huh? Put some in my soil. You know what I'm saying?
I want some weed, lady.
Right? Get out of here. Get out of here.
Come back 20 minutes. Meet me behind the dumpster.
Our next segment is the answer segment. We start the podcast off with the pre-chem segment. We give you guys our dumb ideas, our thoughts we had throughout the week. You guys got any questions you have at all? You want relationship advice? We got you. You want parenting advice? We got you right there. We like power ranking things. Give us 5 things that are similarly related, and we will power rank them 1 through 5. You got to provide them for us. Hit us up on Twitter and do that. And then any high thoughts, any just general questions you had at all, hit us up. At Pass the Gray Pod, use the hashtag PTG Answers. That is how we search them. Hashtag PTG Answers to @PassTheGrayPod on Twitter. This is the Answers segment.
Well, if you just answered the question, why just answer the question? Be honest.
No big deal.
Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
Yep, right. What was that? The question.
Answers. Any questions?
All right, our first question this week comes from our podcast son, Skylar Lester. At OMG, it's Skylar on Twitter. And Skylar says, before the release of Jaws, did sharks approach silently without a cello accompaniment?
No, those are just the rich sharks.
Those are, just the rich
those are sharks that come from
orchestras.
Yeah, they got shark families with money, and they hire that.
Fucking privileged-ass sharks. Those are the great white ones. You know that. You know that one. Fucking those great white sharks. Again, fucking it's always the whites. It's always the whites. Ruining the oceans over there.
You know, originally they were just called white sharks. They called themselves the great whites. They did. So that was pretty fucking problematic.
Yeah. I disavow white sharks, actually, specifically great white sharks.
Oh, no, I don't. I don't know. It is. They're majestic.
It's really just sharks, white sharks using their privilege.
You know, I've heard some people say that great white sharks are the most discriminated sharks today.
Was it a white shark that told you that?
It could have been.
Probably was, because they're gaslighting you and they're using their privilege. They don't want their privilege to go away. So they're like, yeah, no, it's them coming at us. We're the victims here. All right, Whitey, shut up. You and your little cello accompaniment can sneak up on people, but you're not being that sneaky because I can hear you. It's always easier when the great whites do it. It's like when a rich white person goes to Africa to shoot a lion, you know? Like they just have like a cello
accompaniment. What did the lion do?
Right. What did the human do? Swam? Was going out for a swim?
I mean, we just fuck sharks just in general. I want to watch you 1 week a year, and I'm not even going to watch you, but I want you to be on TV 1 week a year so that I can watch you if I decide to. Rest of the time, get the fuck out.
I'd like to know that you will be on TV this week in case I'm feeling down and I need to just watch sharks jump up and eat seals.
I just want you to stop going near Cape Cod. So next time I visit my family, if I want to go in the water, I can without having just irrational fear in 2 feet of water.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, the sharks with the cello accompaniments are just flexing their white privilege and they're problematic and we're going to cancel them now.
I like that. I just tried to shit on the rich sharks and then said, I'd like to visit my family in Cape Cod.
Yeah, Richie. Turn your own privilege off.
It hit me at the end as I was saying it. I was like, God damn it, you sound like a douche. Oh, God.
All right, next one we got is from Alex O at Alex McThunder 1. And he says, if you were in a talent show, what would your talent be? I would be a podcaster. And so I would just make everybody in the audience watch me do an episode of Pass the Gravy. And I'm like, this is my skill and I'm not good at it.
My talent would be unexpected, unorthodox athleticism. So like I would do like my jumping toe touch and they'd be like, what? And then I'd do like a belly roll. Like, what? And then I do that thing that I've talked about before where like I can grab a bottle of whiskey just with one thumb, spin the cap off for the right amount, and then just like grip it and take it off and then like spin it back on all with one hand. That's my other hidden talent. And that'd be my shit. I'll count that under athleticism too.
I think I'd probably be able to like tell a lot of different things, like mistake the color for many different things. So like I'll think, oh, this phone has been blue the whole time, but I thought it's green.
So your talent is that you're not good at, your talent's not a talent. It's that you're not talented at telling colors.
It's more about like the impressive amount of things that I can get the color wrong of.
That seems useful. Yeah, that's useful.
Switch perspectives.
There you go. So you would just like, I'd be like, what color is this? And you're like, it's green. I'm like, nope. That's red, it's Robert. Brown. And then everybody's like, ah, again, he's 0 for 10.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is that none of us would win a talent show.
I think I would win. I think people would be impressed by my talents.
I don't think you would win.
I could also go out there and be like, my talent is that I've got a huge dick. And they'd be like, all right, show it. I'm like, I'm not going to show you fucking perverts. And then they'd have to give me the win.
Why'd you make that your talent?
They'd have to give me the win or else I'd sue them for sexual harassment. You can't prove I don't have a big dick if I refuse to show it to you.
They could just be like, all right, cool. We get you to show up. We're also not going to get to judge it, so.
I don't need you judging yeah, my DQ. Dick. It's huge.
Your draft grade would be incomplete.
It'd be 3.5. I'm kidding. I swear to God, it's bigger than that, guys.
We'll clip that.
All right. I swear to God. Not much, but it's bigger than that.
Our next question. Our next one is from Danielle Weston at Danny_Weston. And she says, what is the difference between a burrito and a chimichanga?
Chimichanga is fried.
Well, chimichanga is just a burrito enchilada.
Well, but the chimichanga is fried, right? Like, they take the burrito, they fry it, and then they cover it with more shit.
They can fry burritos. You can have a fried burrito.
Right? I swear I remember Deadpool talking about how chimichangas are fried, and that's how I learned about it. Deadpool loves chimichangas.
I feel like you don't just hold a chimichanga in your hand and eat it like you would a burrito. You cut into it like an enchilada, right?
Well, yeah, yes, because they fry it and then they cover it with a bunch of other shit. So it is a fork and knife situation.
Yeah, it is.
But that's the chimichanga is fried. That's the main, and then they cover it with more shit.
Okay. So one is fried, one is not. But also chimichangas are just burrito enchiladas as well. That's a very easy way of saying it.
That's another way. It's a fried burrito enchilada.
What is an enchilada fried version of? Like just like
a burrito?
A taquito?
Well, no, you said
like,
what's...
Well, no, because a burrito is wrapped. Like a burrito is wrapped. A chimichanga is like wrapped. But an enchilada, an enchilada is not wrapped. It's like wrapped, but it's like got an open end. Like it's not like...
Well, an enchilada is rolled.
It's rolled, but not
so that's pretty much wrapped
all the way. Right, but it's got an open end. It's got open end. So what is it's like taquitos? Would that be one?
Like, well, taquitos also fried.
A fried taquito is just an enchilada.
An enchilada without the sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
Done. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Figured out Mexican food. Really, Mexican food is all just the same thing. Everybody's known that for years. But yeah, chimichangas are fried.
Burritos it's nine not. Ingredients combined 37 different ways. But that's why it's all delicious, because it's the nine ingredients we all love.
That's why it's awesome.
Oh, meat, cheese, tomatoes, onions, and bread. Oh, yeah, fucking delicious. I want some fucking enchilada fucking verde right now.
Oh, I love enchilada verdes. That's always one of my go-tos. If I look at the menu and I can't make up my mind, I'm like, enchilada verdes, let's just go with it.
If I see enchilada del Rio, enchilada del Mar, which are both always the seafood enchiladas, they just call them either of those two at different places, or enchilada verde. That's it. Game over. I'll fuck them up.
I also, sometimes when I'm feeling frisky, I'll get the carne asada. Not the carne guisada. The carne asada.
Ricardo Montalban. That was the greatest Taco Bell commercial of all time. The lions just kept saying carne asada.
Well, the one with the dogs, we were the best.
Well, Yokito Taco Bell was great, but I'm sorry, one of the a lion
that's going,
put
him on the
Ricardo
map.
Ricardo Montalban, and the other lion going Ricardo Montalban. And they're just talking about. It's great. Montalban. That's a great commercial. It's a perfect commercial.
All right, yeah. Chimichangas are fried, burritos are not. That was a good question, though. I felt like that was a productive question.
Now I'm hungry. Thanks.
Next one comes from Ashley Wilkins at Buster Healer Mix on Twitter. And Ashley says, how long is a brief meeting? I think an hour is too long. It makes me feel like Ashley was stuck in an hour-long brief meeting. Now, I'm assuming we're not talking about meetings that are discussing briefs. Like men's briefs, or an abbreviation for a briefcase meeting. assuming that we're throwing those two scenarios out, I put less than 30 minutes at least, but I think 10 to 15 minutes is a brief meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say no longer than 20.
Like 30? I was like, tops, like 30, and that's like really pushing it.
No, 10, 15, no. 30. Brief. It should be 10, 15. If it comes in under 20, I'll accept it as a brief meeting.
Fair.
But it's not, because like, because you know, around minute 12, you're sitting there like, this is not fucking brief. We've been going for over 10 minutes now. Really, a brief meeting should be under 10. 10 minutes or under, I will accept 20 and under.
When I'm thinking about how long the meeting is, that means that I'm probably not needed for the meeting, which means it's just a waste of time. So it's like, I think meetings are about like time. Like sometimes you do have productive meetings where it's like, that was a long meeting, but we were discussing stuff the entire time. And sometimes like, yeah, that's 20 minutes. Then like, yeah, it still counts as a brief meeting where it's like, all right, well, we were hashing out ideas and figuring out a situation, figuring out like a scenario. But yeah, if it's just like, Pat, what you got going on this weekend, huh? And then that's 5 minutes of our brief meeting. Like, I don't care. If I'm the other guy across the room, like, I don't fucking care about Pat. Let's go. What are we talking about? Get in, get it out. Let's go. 20 minutes max is a brief max meeting. Robert, what do you think? You agree?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I would say 15 minutes max, but I can understand 20.
It should be no longer than 15. I'll give you that 5 minute grace period to 20. Because you say we got a brief meeting. You're like, okay. Sometimes things can pop up in a meeting to where it runs a little bit long.
Somebody shows up
late. I'll give you that extra. Yeah. Give you that extra five, or just like you're discussing something, and you guys go off on a tangent, and then you're like, oh fuck, hold on, let's go back to what we were talking about. That happens. A brief meeting should be. It really should be no longer than 15. I'll grant you the. I'll grant you 20. Yeah.
So 20 minutes max.
Max, but. But over 15, absolutely, you have the right to be like, hey, you said this was brief.
An hour absolutely is too long for a brief meeting, Ashley.
No, that's absurd. That's absurd.
It's insanity. Last one we got this week is from Mikey Paul at It's Just Mikey P on Twitter. And Mikey says, do girls have taints?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, is the area of... Between your vag and your butt.
That's the area that your tongue hits between when it's hitting the butthole and the vagina.
Yeah, that's a taint though, right? Like
that's the taint.
Between like your bits and your butthole. By the way, no matter what bits you got.
Guys, don't ignore the taint. Ladies also don't ignore. Ladies, you want to make a guy fucking come harder than he's ever come? As he's getting close, take your thumb and press on his taint.
This is a weird dude, thing I'm saying the podcast.
I'm trying to help people sexually here. If you've never had it happen, I'm telling you, ladies, next time
think we were giving out advice like that today.
You're going to bring up taints and you think I'm not going to go sexual with it?
It was a simple, like, do they? Yes or no?
Nothing simple with
it. You should lick it and then diddle on it and rotate your finger on it and then give it a woo smack.
Goddamn right you should. None of that sounds like bad advice to me. I'm sorry, you can't bring up taints and think I'm not going to go sexual with it. The only simple thing with me is my brain. I'm telling you, ladies, thumb, taint, pressure. You'll thank me later. Or he'll thank me later, more likely. But yes, women have taints. And also, guys, you put pressure there too. Pressure's good. It's all about the pressure.
Getting pressured to end this podcast now after... After your
because you want to try out the taint thing, don't you? That's why, you dirty dog.
I just feel uncomfortable now. I didn't think it was. I mean, I guess you feel our fault for answering a taint question. Not expecting
you're acting like you're disgusted by this. But I know the second that we're going to end the podcast, we're going to talk for 3 to 5 minutes, breaking down what we think should be this, and then we're going to go, all right, guys, bye, and you're going to hit leave the meeting, and you go, Emma, we got to try something.
No, I'm gonna have to edit the podcast and make video clips for the next like 3 hours. But
I think you've got 5 minutes to try the taint thing because that's all it's gonna take, buddy.
Not tonight, at least. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. Let us know if you tried it, guys. Give us your reviews.
Play with your taints, guys. Just play with your taints.
Confirmed have taints. You heard it here first. All right. Let's end it on that note. Jeez. At Pass the Gravy Pod is where you follow us. You give us your answers, questions, hashtag PTG answers at Pass the Gravy Pod. I'm at Ali Shea Middleton. Pat's at not Pat Deon. Robert is at Robert Barbosa 03. Robert has a podcast called A Recent Study Suggests at A Recent Study Pod on Twitter and Instagram. They have new episodes every single Monday. If you'd like to go subscribe to them, listen to them wherever you are listening to this currently. If you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, if you're not watching the YouTube version, make sure you head over to YouTube. Hit that subscribe button, Pass the Gravy Podcast on YouTube or youtube.com/@PassTheGravyPodcast. Just give us a follow and give us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever else you listen to your podcast. We would appreciate it if you would share our podcast posts, share us with a friend, and just keep interacting with us at Pass the Gravy Pod. Hit us up with anything you got, guys. We love you guys. We love hashing it out with you guys. We love shooting the shit with y'all. Shout out to the Gravy Gang who's at that Rough Nights game with me this weekend. That we were rolling deep. We were rolling fucking deep. There was a lot of Gravy Gang out there. There was a lot of Gravy Gang tailgating, and it was cool to see. And no gang like our Gravy Gang guys. Y'all are the best. Leave us that 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever else you're listening. Have a great rest of your week. Be good to each other. And until I talk to you next time, pass the gravy. Yeah, bitches.
I'm telling you, ladies, thumb, taint, pressure. You'll thank me later.